Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 28th day of January 2010. We are going to be here live for the next 4 hours, and we're going to simulcast the second, third, and fourth hour of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Joining us is Mark Dice of the Resistance from Southern California, who put out the stunning video on Monday of the majority of people he talked to in Southern California, in San Diego, saying they would sign a petition and signing a petition, reading the petition, to ban free speech in America. This is not a joke. When Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, calls for censoring the internet and banning conspiracy theories, and that means anything he disagrees with, we have a serious problem, ladies and gentlemen. And we saw attempts at censorship with the free speech zones and the Pentagon admitting they had paid bloggers in the U.S. under Bush, and all the fake news and the fake news packages and the buying off of the media and the provocateurs trying to break up the anti-war rallies and so many other things Bush did. But now it's in ultra high gear under Barack Obama because it's just a progression in the tyranny. So he'll be joining us in the next hour. Then popping in, Darwin Bedeker of the Austin Gun Show. They got shut down by the feds illegally. He did get the Target Center, which is a nice facility in South Austin, not North Austin. That's coming up with the 20th, 21st of February. But believe me, the globalist minions will be there trying to shut that down again. So we'll talk to him for about 10, 15 minutes coming up in the third hour today. And then Kurt Haskell, completely vindicated. I mean, he's been vindicated over and over again. Remember, he and his wife, both lawyers, they have a law firm together. They were flying back from Europe on Christmas Day, and the supposed underwear bomber tried to blow the plane up. He saw a well-dressed man bring him on board the plane without passport, past security. On board the plane, he saw someone videotaping. Well, other witnesses as well saw them videotaping and focusing their camera throughout the flight on the underwear bomber, some type of drill or something, or to make him go ahead with the drill so he would believe that it was a drill. That's what they do. They set patsies up. And by the way, he has pled not guilty. The underwear bomber has. So he's popping in. And then we have Deborah Medina on in the last 30 minutes of the show, the amazing libertarian, constitutionalist, true conservative, anti-war, anti-big government, anti-corruption, anti-Federal Reserve, pro-America candidate who is just surging in the polls. If she had more time, she'd win for sure. But the election is just in a week away. The big debate is Friday that Belo tried to shut her out of, but thanks to protest and the fact that she went up so high in the polls after the first debate, she has been included. But we'll see if they try to skimp on the time and give her less time like they did in the debates, the Republican primary debates against Ron Paul. In fact, we did the math back then, and in almost every case, he got the least amount of time or the second least amount of time in those debates. So that's coming up. And I saw a report that war criminal arrest warrants are being considered and being requested against Cheney and Bush. So we called the man that reportedly issued them, Professor of Law Francis A. Boyle. He's in Fall of the Republic. He's going to be joining us coming up in T-minus 25 minutes. Stay with us.
one major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a completely jam-packed radio broadcast today on this Thursday, 28th day of January edition. We got Mark Dice with his incredible report, the shock video of the majority of people in San Diego he randomly talked to signing a petition to ban free speech and to ban anyone under penalty of arrest for criticizing Obama in any way. This is not a joke. They're openly talking about restricting and shutting down freedom on the web. Italy has now done it. That's London Guardian. Australia is openly announcing it, quote, Chinese-style net censorship under the secret UN treaty. If you don't believe me, we've covered this probably 20 times, but Google secret UN Internet Treaty revealed, came out, what, 3 months ago, where they openly talk about restrictions that will basically, for all intents and purposes, shut it down. Remember, Microsoft set up predominantly the control grid more than 15 years ago for China. And Bill Gates gave a speech 2 days ago defending that and saying he has no problem with what China is doing. Now, he has designed most of the architecture, Microsoft has, and the back doors for the NSA and everything else in this country, the cybersecurity takeover system. Microsoft has gotten most of the big contracts along with IBM. Google is nastily involved as well, but not as bad from our research in helping set this up. I've got to do more complete reports on that, but I just wanted to mention that Mark Dice is coming up with a full next hour. We've got Darwin Bedeker popping in with some good news. But it's going to be a fight as well. They're going to try to shut down the next gun show. You can be assured of that. But we need everybody there at this first event and then the next event to try to sting the stingers with our video cameras and catch them in their attempted setups. Also, we've got Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, completely vindicated Sunday. FBI said, okay, we changed our story six times. We're changing it a seventh time. Mr. Haskell is right. There was another man on the plane. We did arrest him, but we're not going to talk about it. I mean, that is now admitted by Associated Press, CNN, you name it, from the underwear bomber. And if you're like, okay, that happened a month ago, a month and 3 days ago, why do we care? Well, they're using that to put in the naked body scanners at courthouses, at airports. England is saying, we don't care if you refuse. We're not going to even let you have a pat down. We're going to record your naked body. The feds, TSA, are now talking about putting these things in shopping malls and at bus terminals and subways and making you go through them. This is an act of domination, an act of making you submit to hardcore tyranny, and it will not stand. So we're going to be talking to Kurt Haskell about that. And clearly, watching the State of the Union last night, I couldn't make myself watch the whole thing. After it was over, I went to YouTube and watched maybe 30 minutes of it, and it was just everything Obama said was a lie. Everything was a distortion. Everything was a fraud. Everything. Just like when Bush talks. It's just all one giant wall of lies and distortions and spin and twisting. But we will cover that in most of the third hour. Darwin Bedeker will just be with us for about 15 minutes. So we're going to have open phones. Kurt Haskell is just joining us for about 30 minutes as well. So we'll talk about it during another 30-minute section of the radio broadcast today as well. And Bankstergate. It's over for Tim Geithner. He's going to end up being replaced. They may wait 6 months until right before the election to do it, but I would be very surprised if he isn't gone, and there's calls for his resignation in the House and Senate, and the White House is now distancing themselves. That isn't good enough. You don't throw one of your bag men under the bus and then satisfy the American people, the people of the world who've been swindled. We need to get Bernanke to not be reconfirmed to a second term as the Federal Reserve titular figurehead, the real head of the Federal Reserve, the New York Fed. That was Geithner at the time. But still, he needs to be defeated in his confirmation hearings. But that isn't enough. His reconfirmation hearings, to be precise. That isn't enough. We need to have criminal investigations of these individuals. And the good news is that's openly being discussed in just publications everywhere. I'm not even looking for articles about that, and I see them all over the place. And the people are learning who their real enemies are. These offshore private banks that have come in, taken over our government, and suck almost all the tax money out through corporate welfare to themselves. So that is coming up as well. And I've been watching speeches by Dennis Kucinich, by other Democrats, by Republicans. They have gone from a month ago saying there's no way to beat the government takeover of health care to, come on, it's the lesser of two evils, it's not perfect, to, this thing is a giant scam. It gives liability protection and allows trust to be formed, monopolies to be formed, greater monopolies we already have, cartels, over health care. It rips off people that already have insurance. The truth is now out there about this unconstitutional monstrosity, and now they're saying it's dead. Scrap the whole thing. Democrats are saying that, and they're revolting, saying we never wanted to go along with this. We don't want to be politically destroyed. Our constituents are angry with us. And some Republicans are saying, oh, we can have a compromise, because they want to give the money, the bailout, along with some of the corrupt Democrats, to the insurance companies. That's all this is. That's all it will ever be. I have another mainstream article out of the British news. And I have another one out of the Canadian news, digging around for him here. Oh, here's one of them. Where, in the last 3 weeks, as you know, the swine flu hoax is in full retreat. I mean, this is good news. But here's one headline out of the Mail. drug firms drove swine flu pandemic warning to recoup billions of pounds spent on research. Drug companies manipulated the World Health Organization into downgrading its definition of a pandemic so they could cash in on a swine flu outbreak, it is claimed. And who's saying that? The EU Health Commission, 40-plus member board. An inquiry heard yesterday that the World Health Organization allegedly softened its criteria for declaring the H1N1 flu pandemic last spring, just weeks before announcing there was a worldwide outbreak. And we're very close to having either the commission chairman or one of the members of the commission on tomorrow. In fact, that's nailed down, right? On the swine flu, we've got one of the EU commission members on tomorrow. I know you guys told me 2 days ago we did. Awesome. This is, yeah, in producing live on air here. We are very close to getting one of the, probably the chairman on. So I'm going to, oh, it's next week now because I guess they're still having the hearings today and tomorrow. And it always goes late. Okay. Well, whatever. Good job, guys. So we are, the hounds are on their heels there as well. So good job to everybody. Now, obviously, I want to get into the Democratic anger goes public in primetime. That's the Guardian headline where the Democrats are now publicly criticizing Obama and saying, we're not going along with this. We're not committing political suicide and doing something that is completely unpopular and unconstitutional. But Obama urges nervous Democrats to fight for his agenda. Well, what is your agenda? Offshore and Wall Street interest wanting another scam, another ripoff? But now I want to play a clip of Representative Micah encouraging Geithner to resign and grilling him. Here is this historic clip.
You've distanced yourself from any cover-up before November 24th. And then, of course, you were out of the picture from November 24th forward. Is that correct?
Congressman, I'm not trying to distance myself from anything. I will take complete responsibility for decisions I was played a role in shaping, was part of shaping, including all decisions up to the 24th in this case. And I'm happy to take responsibility for all decisions I've made
since then, too. And you were aware of 100 cents on a dollar bail.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, see, right here is the oxymoron. He's always been public saying he ordered the New York Fed with U.S. taxpayer bailout money to give 100 cents on the dollar. They got the money in October. They served it out in October and November. And he was at the private New York Fed then, heading it. And he's always said 100 cents on the dollar, and then he ordered it. And he's always said it's secret who got the money. Then we have the emails carrying out his policy, ordering AIG to commit massive federal crimes. The SEC didn't give him a waiver to do this and to keep it out of the federal filing so the public and the media couldn't find out that Geithner was giving himself and his former boss Paulson and a bunch of other crooks money. So he then lies and says, I wasn't involved in that email. That's when he got caught. And then he stonewalled it. This guy's in a lot of trouble. Let's continue.
The risk that was posed by that offer. So you knew about that, but you weren't attempting to cover up. That's your testimony.
Of course not.
Today. Okay. So I believe either you made a bad decision there.
I'm sorry. I'm watching the video right now. Radio listeners can't see it, but I'm sure a lot of you watched it live. I mean, Geithner looks like an evil elf, and he's not a good liar. I mean, he is the worst liar I've ever seen. This guy is guilty of sin. I mean, we know with the facts, but just watching him, it's worse than Bill Clinton saying, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, shaking his finger. Here we go.
Test.
Of course not.
Today. Okay. So I believe either you made a bad decision there, or, in fact, there was the attempt to cover up one of the biggest bailouts, backdoor bailouts, in history.
It wasn't a bailout, it was a robbery.
Now, you've tried to frame it as you did it because you did it in the interest of the people and the failure of the system. I'm telling you, I believe these are lame excuses. Either you were in charge and did the wrong thing, or you participated in the wrong thing. This to me, it appears like, you know, when you were being confirmed.
Stay there, folks. We're going to come back and finish up with this. These people are not invincible. We can bring them down.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
And every single congressman basically grilled him. I haven't watched the full 3 hours, but every clip I've seen on the web of congressman after congressman, Republican and Democrat, they are really hammering Tiny Tim Geithner. Let's go back to the clip.
Controversy surrounded you're not paying your taxes. You gave lame excuses then.
Back that up.
I believe you're giving.
That's too important. That's too important. Back up about 20 seconds. I mean, let's not forget that. There are now, what is it, the last number I saw last week was over 60 people high level in the White House that just don't pay their taxes? How many members of Congress don't pay their taxes? That's a real badge of tyranny when the system is exempt from the laws they put over us. Just like big corporations have used the Patriot Act, and it's continued under Obama, to make their toxic waste dumping secret. Why can't we have some real environmentalism? No, we're going to have a tax on carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Because that's something that doesn't hurt the big boys. It taxes the regular people. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Here he is bringing up the taxes.
In history, now you've tried to frame it as you did it because you did it in the interest of the people and the failure of the system. I'm telling you, I believe these are lame excuses. Either you were in charge and did the wrong thing, or you participated in the wrong thing. This to me, it appears like, you know, when you were being confirmed, a lot of controversy surrounded you're not paying your taxes. You gave lame excuses then. I believe you're giving the committee lame excuses now. And I want, my final question is, why shouldn't we ask for your resignation as Secretary of the Treasury? I didn't think you should have been Secretary of the Treasury when it was disclosed that you didn't pay your taxes, because that's the highest financial responsibility position in the United States government. So why shouldn't you step down?
That is your right. That is your right to that opinion. I have worked in public service all my life. I have never been a politician. I have served my country as carefully and ably as I can, and it is a great privilege.
Serve the country. This guy made tens of millions a year. What, some years he made $13 million or more at Goldman Sachs. He's a former high-level Goldman Sachs executive who worked directly under the head, the chairman of Goldman Sachs, Henry Paulson, who he was doing this hanky-panky with when Paulson was the head of Treasury and he was the head of the New York Fed. It was a heist. He's a public servant? Are bank robbers public servants? Oh, yeah, Geithner, you do all this because you love us. You were one of the top executives of one of the most vicious, piratical, just absolutely criminal investment banks on the planet. Continue with Snake.
As I can, and it is a great privilege to me for me to work with this president to help repair the damage that was here when we took office.
Yes.
And I will do so as long as he asks me to do so, to the best of my ability, with great pride in this country and in him.
Yeah. Again, I think you're punting the blame, and I think you're trying to position yourself as the savior.
You don't know me very well.
And yet,
you don't know me very well.
I believe we're not getting the whole story. We're getting a lame story in a monumental backdoor decision of bailout for which the American taxpayers will stay on the hook for huge amounts of money. Even by estimates of the Treasury Department, there will be billions of dollars from this deal, which either you should have been overseeing, and you said you had knowledge of, and you failed to take some steps to further protect the taxpayer interest. You were either incompetent on the job, or you were not doing your job and knew what was taking place and tried to conceal it. And I think that's grounds for your removal.
Congressman, I was there. I know what I was responsible for. I take full responsibility and, as I said, great pride in those judgments.
The gentleman's time has expired, but the secretary may answer the question as he sees fit.
He takes great pride in those judgments.
I do. I take great pride in those judgments. And people have a right to disagree with them. And they have a right to go back and look at them with great care and analysis. And I hope you will give the same care and judgment to looking at those decisions in retrospect with the benefit of hindsight that we gave in making those decisions at that time.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Call after call for him to resign. And Geithner up there acting like he's completely innocent. The good news is, by fully discrediting these people, they won't be able to run more scams in the near future. They're already trying a new banker bailout / swindle, and they've told congressmen to call it a jobs bill. All right, we'll be back with Dr. Boyle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's a lot of amazing experts and researchers in my film, Fall of the Republic. One of them is Dr. Francis Boyle, a scholar in the area of international law and human rights. He got some of the same PhDs in the special programs that Kissinger and others went through. They were grooming him to be basically a super gopher for the New World Order. So he has worked in and around these people, a real expert on what makes them tick. He also drafted the U.S. domestic implementation legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention. He has served as the top lawyer for many heads of state. I mean, if I go over his bio, it's just too lengthy to cover. He's also written many books. But I've got him on today because I saw news reports, and I wanted to find out if this was accurate, that Professor of Law, Francis A. Boyle, the University of Illinois College of Law in the United States of America, has issued a complaint with the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court against the above mentioned for their practice of extraordinary rendition. That's secret arrests, kidnapping, torture, forced disappearance of persons, and subsequent torture, including U.S. citizens. They authorized that in Iraq, but he's specifically saying Iraq. And for criminal a policy which constitutes crimes against humanity in violation of the Rome Statute, which set up the ICC. And I've got that filing right here. So I wanted to get him on to talk about this because, you know, Obama was going to bring hope and change. But since he's gotten in, and of course, he's going after reportedly George Bush and Richard Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, George Tenet, Condoleezza Rice, Alberto Gonzalez, the International Criminal Court, The Hague, and the Netherlands. We're here to find out the details of this, or if these news reports are accurate or entirely accurate. But then separately, there's the other issue of Barack Obama, who is actually accelerating many of these policies. He just doesn't put out the rhetoric about how the dark side is great and taking the gloves off is great and what's the big deal, let's get tough. But he's actually expanded rendition in secret camps and many of these egregious operations. So I wonder if down the road Dr. Boyle's going to be filing something on them. Dr. Boyle, good to have you on with us.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me on in my best to your listening audience. Yes, in answer to your question, if you read the documents, maybe you could post them all on your website, you will see that I basically threaten the Obama administration. They are continuing extraordinary rendition. There's no question about that. This complaint is designed to go against Bush and you know, the kingpins in the Bush administration. But I did make it clear in my filing with Maria Ocampo, the ICC prosecutor, that, you know, if he's not able to stop this, I'll have to file a complaint against Obama. I'm a licensed attorney. I have a professional obligation to investigate both the facts and the law before I take legal action against someone. And in the case of Bush and the rest of them, we have very extensive documentation by the Parliamentary Assembly for the Council of Europe, the so-called Marti reports, based on exhaustive official investigation of all these European states. So that is really the heart of my complaint against Bush and the rest of the factual submissions. But I just don't have that many facts against Obama. There might be some things out there in the news media, but with all due respect, as a lawyer, you can't really rely on news media accounts. It's not enough.
So, exactly. With Bush, you have the White House lawyers, John Yoo and others, and Rumsfeld quotes and Cheney bragging about it. I mean, they were very arrogant about this.
That's right. John Yoo and Bybee are in the complaint. They're not listed as the kingpins, but they are in the complaint. It's sort of like what happened at Nuremberg. You had Goring and the rest of the kingpins there at Nuremberg, and then a separate proceeding against the judges and the lawyers. But here I'm going to try to sweep up the judges and lawyers, too, like Bybee, who's now a judge, you, Goldsmith at Harvard Law School. But I'm going after the kingpins.
Separately, what do you know about Cass Sunstein? I mean, have you read the papers? He's the new regulatory czar, where he openly says, basically, end free speech in America and arrest people if they criticize the government?
Yeah, Sunstein is a neoconservative. You know, there are neocons in the Obama administration, Larry Summers, Cass Sunstein, Elena Kagan, Harvard Law School dean, now the Solicitor General, and on the very short list, for the next slot on the Supreme Court, and you better pay attention to this. She's a neocon. She hired this war criminal Goldsmith at Harvard Law School when I tried to prevent it. He's a neocon and a war criminal. Obama appointed her U.S. Solicitor General, which is the so-called 10th member of the U.S. Supreme Court. She's in charge of the quarterbacking of all litigation in all United States courts, federal courts, especially the Supreme Court. And she has been the one going into all the federal courts to argue in favor of the all the police state tactics that Bush adopted for 8 years in power. There's been no retreat on any of these police state tactics. It's a dire threat to this republic. And when the last seat opened up on the Supreme Court, there were only three people who got appointments with President Obama on that slot. Granholz, Harvard Law School, the current governor of Michigan, who would have been an excellent choice. Kagan, former dean of Harvard Law School, where Obama and I went, although the two Obamas were behind me, and Kagan was too. And Sotomayor, who got the job. Now, the short list, we know Justice Stevens will be retiring at the end of this term. So the short list then is Kagan, maybe Granholz, and Cass Sunstein is on that short list. That's been
well, reported. Sir, when you read what Cass Sunstein has to say, I mean, I literally, he's got more than 50 papers we posted on Infowars.com, and I got bloodshot eyes trying to read as many as I could, and it was otherworldly. He said,
Alex, I haven't read all his stuff because he is a neoconservative.
He's completely insane, but I mean to shift gears back.
He was behind me at Harvard Law School. He spent most of his career teaching at the University of Chicago Law School, which we've discussed before. I've written about totally right-wing, racist, bigoted, reactionary, warmongering, and totalitarian.
That seems to be the main covey of where they get their lawyers. But I apologize for digressing. I just know that you know these people, so I wanted to see what you thought
and
of Cass Sunstein.
Remember, Obama taught there, too. And then what happened, to show you how incestuous all these people are, Kagan taught there, too, moved to Harvard Law School, became dean, then hired Sunstein from the University of Chicago Law School to go to Harvard Law School, and then Obama put him in his current position, where he is on the very short list for the Supreme Court, along with Kagan. So people had better pay attention. They are both neoconservatives. Kagan is a flunky for Larry Summers. Larry Summers, we all know him. when he was president of Harvard, he put her in charge of being the dean at Harvard Law School, and she turned the place even more far to the right than it had been.
Okay, now we're running out of time here, and I'm sorry we digressed that, but it is important to see how it's the same crew, and of course he kept Gates at the Pentagon, so it's the same operation, just new boss. Going back to your complaint, the EU has a lot of problems, but this particular commission is one of the same groups now saying the swine flu was a hoax and criminal and going after them. So I believe there actually are some good people there. Do you have any faith that they'll actually start the investigation to indict Bush, Cheney, and others, and how will this unfold, and what do you see happening? A, what's your gut tell you? B, if they did go for it, which the facts are all out in the open, what would the procedure be, and what would you expect the people in Washington to do? I mean, I would see Obama protecting Bush.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, Obama has protected Bush all up and down so far. Publicly refusal to prosecute, and then Kagan has protected all of his the Bush positions in court. You know, this is a bipartisan attempt to destroy the Constitution and set up a police state. There's no question about it. I have received official notification from the ICC on the filing of my complaint. They said they are going to review my complaint. It's 50 pages type single spaced, and they will return to me in writing. I have requested a meeting with Moreno Ocampo himself. We'll see what happens on that. I do have a docket number. Where it goes from there, it's going to take them some time to process my complaint and exhibits and the Marty report and all the rest of it. So I can't say. This is really the first step, Alex. I've got it on file. I'm sure many other people had filed complaints with the ICC for one reason or another, but they did not establish jurisdiction. That's the critical point here. They can't do anything unless there's jurisdiction under the Rome Statute.
And they've been taking the people they kidnapped to be tortured all over Europe, so Europe has the jurisdiction? I haven't read your filing.
Right. What it is, the United States government is not a party to the Rome Statute. So for all the years of Bush, people were saying, why don't you file a complaint? Why don't you file a complaint? And I said, because there's no jurisdiction. But when I read of the Marchi report in the news media, that they had been committing enforced disappearances of human beings and torture in ICC member states. I remember I was teaching my international law course, human rights course, and I said to my students, now I have them, that they were committing
ICC. That's right. They've got the torture camps at horse ranches and old prisons. I mean, they're in Poland, they're in Romania, they're everywhere.
That's correct. And that's all in my complaint, briefly. That's correct. And I point out to Moreno Ocampo, look, this is just to get the ball rolling. It's a 50-page complaint.
And this is a confirmed fact. So Europe will now be complicit if they don't repudiate this and immediately go arrest the people running these torture dungeons.
One would hope so. I can't file lawsuits against everyone.
How can you run illegal, extrajudicial, offshore, secret dungeons at private facilities in someone else's country? That is illegal on the face of it by all measures of law.
That's correct, and that's why I filed the complaint, because now I have jurisdiction, and I have it not on the basis of news media reports, but an official investigation by the Parliamentary Assembly of Europe. That is correct. The other thing, going back to Obama, as we now know, under Obama, the CIA has drawn up a hit list of United States citizens. And what, there are now five people on there, at least, that they're reporting. And they're going around murdering U.S. citizens with no due process of law.
Did you see Israel in Reuters and UPI 6 years ago, where they bragged that they're carrying out hits in the U.S.?
I had not seen that, but I noticed there have been some mysterious deaths. That was that.
Well, let me just say this, sir. You're already on a no-fly list. You already get a lot of harassment. You're really a tough guy, folks. People that don't know, this guy's tough as nails. But let me tell you, I just like I told the D.C. madam and many others that end up getting killed, sir, you better watch your six.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of life insurance, so what?
No, I understand the attitude. You just don't even care anymore. I understand.
Look,
justice be done.
Alex,
may the heavens fall.
Alex, look, I was trained to be one of these people. I went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger. They gave me Kissinger's old office at the Center for International Affairs.
His
files were in there when I moved in. Bad karma, so I got them out. So I know exactly what I'm dealing with.
I know. That's why I salute you. You are just an amazing person. Because,
well,
I mean...
nice of you to say that.
Well, you're marching right into the dragon's den, but that's got to be done, or it's just going to continue. We know they're expanding. Did you see at the G20 where the army was snatching and grabbing people, and then
army?
It was...
Did I see what?
Video. The army was snatching and grabbing activists at the G20.
The U.S. Army? Or which army?
The U.S. Army.
At the G20. I don't have time to watch videos and stuff. I do most of my...
No, I understand, but I'm saying this is already creeping into the U.S.
Right. No, it's clear. This is George Orwell's 1984. Already we're in it. And the wars go on abroad. Obama expands the war into Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen. We know that the underwear bomber, that was a setup to justify military intervention in Yemen. The Washington Post reported this already. We've been in Yemen for a while. They're threatening Iran. And in the process of doing this, they understand, especially given the dire economic situation, and we know Obama's in the palms of all the bankers and Wall Street and the rest of them. That's why he has Larry Summers running the economy. Summers is a crook. We all know that. And Geithner is his flunky, too. And Obama's going to give us Bernanke again. I mean, Bush has got it. But we know that the more the war's gone abroad, the more they have to repress the American people with these police state tactics instituted by Bush, going after, right from the day in office, that is, even with Bush, even before the Patriot Act. And Obama is continuing that. Kagan is doing this in court. You've already mentioned what Sunstein is calling for. This is what faces us. And if we don't stop these people, they're going to set off World War III here. And then they will have the excuse they need to formally put the whole country under martial law. There's no question about it in my mind.
There's no doubt they're openly under NORTHCOM admitting it in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, admitting it in PDD 51, admittedly kidnapping and torturing people, admittedly provocateuring and staging terror attacks. There is no doubt they're going for broke. How do we stop them? I mean, why were you picked and groomed to be one of their top minions? Why did you wake up and turn against them?
That was my agenda all along. When I was 17, I was so appalled by the Vietnam War, which I had studied at great length in American foreign policy, I decided that I would get the most elite education I possibly could and then come out and turn it against these people because there were going to be more Vietnam. Vietnam was not episodic as I thought. It was systemic. So I went into the belly of the beast, or I guess I would say the brain of the beast, for 10 years at the University of Chicago and Harvard, and then came out and proceeded with the plan I had when I was 17.
Well, sir, we really appreciate your time. Fire out any websites or your latest book for folks that are interested.
Clarity Press has a website, and you can get my books at Amazon.com. They're all there.
Give us some of the titles.
For these purposes, I would say Tackling America's Toughest Questions, Clarity Press, just came out. And then another book, very important for what's going on now, Protesting Power, War, Resistance, and Law, Rauman and Littlefield, Inc. And then another book, Destroying...
I'll tell you what, Dr. Boyle, hold on one moment. I want to say bye to you during the break.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We don't need no education.
We're going to start simulcasting for the last 3 hours of the show in T-minus 5.5 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv, streaming in living color. Dr. Francis A. Boyle is our guest with us for one more segment. You were finishing up with that other book, sir?
Oh, Destroying World Order, that really starts with... 9/11 and the Bush administration and carries it up. If you hit those three books, that'll bring it up to date until, March. I did not attempt to get into Obama. I sort of concluded, you know, with Bush in my closing thoughts. And actually, I said, well, it seems to me we're going to get an Obama-Clinton holdover administration. I didn't really anticipate Obama was going to keep all the Bush people. So basically, we now have an Obama-Bush-Clinton III administration. It's very unfortunate.
And so giving us a forecast of what you see unfolding, they clearly want to continue to try to destabilize Iran. They were in Yemen 3 months before with thousands of U.S. advisors. That was actually in the New York Times and the BBC the day before Christmas. And of course, the Washington Post yesterday confirmed. So right as they launched that new operation, here comes the underwear bomber.
That's right. That was clearly a setup. You know, since I'm on the terrorist watch list myself, there is absolutely no way this guy could have gone through unless he was flagged on through and they let him through. It just can't happen. And I'm a U.S. citizen. So, of course, he was let through. He was shipped out of, one of these Manchurian candidate types, shipped out of Yemen. They forwarded him on. He was flagged on through. Fortunately, the thing didn't work. But if it had, we all know that Tommy Franks has said another terrorist attack, the American people will demand that the military shut the country down. Also very significant, Alex, as Gates was flying back from Pakistan, he let the New York Times know that he was watching the movie 7 Days in May. 7 Days in May is a 1964 movie about a military coup d'etat against the United States government that is only stopped by one officer, sort of like Smedley Butler stopping the fascist coup d'etat against FDR.
It's an amazing film.
But the interesting point here is that Gates, the Secretary of Defense, on a Pentagon airplane flying back home to the United States, had obviously ordered one of his flunkies to go out and dig up a film from 1964 and then show it on the way home about a military coup against the civilian elected government, and then reveal this fact to the New York Times to be reported back home. So obviously, Gates threatened a military coup against Obama if Obama doesn't do exactly what the Pentagon.
And I agree. We saw neocon publications say he's a communist. He's weak on these wars. The military wants to overthrow him. So they're taking all the anger by the people for the rest of the banker's own agenda and then turning that back against their own puppet. I mean, that is Machiavellian.
Well, that's correct. And also, Gates was head of the CIA. Once CIA, always CIA. So you have to look at what the parable here, that you had the head of the Pentagon and CIA together by means of resurrecting this movie and putting it on the plane and prominently showing it. CIA, Pentagon are threatening a military coup.
Well, look, Ron Paul said in a speech 2 weeks ago that we're basically already under a military CIA coup. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I think 9/11 was the coup.
God bless you, sir. We appreciate you spending time with us. We'll all pray for you and support your valiant effort to bring justice to all those being tortured in the death camps.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and
get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark Dice joining us for the rest of the hour dealing with the First Amendment. You just heard Dr. Francis Boyle, who knows Cass Sunstein, talking about how this guy wants to destroy the First Amendment. They're openly announcing cybersecurity, Homeland Security taking over the web, openly saying they may start curtailing free speech. Well, Mark Dice went out and talked to a bunch of people on the street, and the majority of them read the petition and said, yes, indeed, in San Diego, we want to ban free speech and criticism of Obama. But they don't think they're going to lose their free speech. Free speech is for everybody. So I want to go out to break, and we're going to come back with Mark Dice with part of this 10-minute video. We'll play the rest later, but we'll talk to Mark Dice about these incredible developments coming up after this quick break. But here is the opening part of Mark Dice's video in San Diego.
I'm Mark Dice, and this is a petition to repeal the First Amendment to the Constitution. You may be saying that nobody's going to sign this, but I would be willing to bet differently. Petition, please.
What is it for?
It's to repeal the First Amendment in the New World Order, stop hate speech. You know, we want to really just kind of look at that issue again. And, you know, I mean, people are disagreeing with the president. I mean, we're going to stop that. Thanks. Oh, boy. Hey, can you sign our petition quick? Stop hate speech.
Hate speech.
Stop the hate speech. Get these people to stop, you know, saying mean things and disrespectful.
Yes.
Disrespectful things. And start with, you know, repealing the First Amendment and just kind of looking at that again. You know, do we really need that in the New World Order in today's society?
No.
You know?
I agree with you on that.
Can you just quick sign our petition? We're trying to repeal the First Amendment to the Constitution. It's part of the New World Order. You know, people are abusing things and they're saying really mean things about, you know, the president and this hate speech. And so this will stop that.
Actually, I feel more comfortable if I went on and, like, researched it online a little bit more.
Well, we're Citizens Against the First Amendment, CATFA.org.
Okay, I'm going to look on CATFA.org.
Okay. Right. Do you want to, what would make you feel comfortable signing it?
Just sitting down and looking at more information that's available online.
Are you familiar with the evils of the First Amendment, and how just horrible it is and how outdated an idea is?
I'd feel more comfortable just looking online and kind of researching it myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
We won't spam you or anything.
Oh, I know. But I like to make sure I know exactly what I'm signing. Just like, you know, just makes me feel comfortable knowing.
Just to make sure.
I'm not just signing it. Okay. And just signing it, you know. Like, I want to sign things that I believe in as well.
So you'll know why we need to get rid of the First Amendment.
Exactly. That's why I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks. We just want to stop the hate speech. This would be just a quick thing to stop the, you know, the hateful things, and it'll help to legislate, you know, the things that people say that they disagree with, you know, against the government and the Bilderberg group, and just a signature and a birth date. It'll be fine. No phone number. Sounds like a good thing. You know, I mean, in today's New World Order, We don't need these idiots, you know, disagreeing with the president. Oh, we got to sign it too.
I don't disagree.
So you read this? You're okay with that?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Repeal the First Amendment. Stop hate speech and negative speech. Just a signature would be good.
What is it for? What's hate speech?
Well, it's hate speech when you say hateful and mean things. Remember CAFTA, CAFTA.org. It's just to support the, you know, the repeal of the First Amendment.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he's got a new book out. He's Mark Dice, and we, by the way, are offering it at Infowars.com. He is in our film, Truth Rising. Burmese interviewed him as one of the main experts in his upcoming film, Invisible Empire. And if you want to know how activism is done, writing books, running a website, going out with street actions, going out to universities, bullhorning, showing how ignorant the public is to tyranny, Mark Dice does it as good as it's done. And we can all learn something from Mark Dice. And his new book, The New World Order, Fact and Fiction, available at Infowars.com, along with the other 3 books that Mark has authored and published. I guess that's 4 books now, if memory serves, that we offer that Mark Dice has put out. 1 he republished, 3 he's written. And so he is with us today for the balance of the hour. For stations that just joined us, I did that first segment playing some of the people he talked to. The vast majority that he talked to would read a petition, a fake petition, saying, I want to ban free speech. I want to ban criticizing Obama and anyone that opposes the New World Order. We'll actually read that petition here on air today. But Mark Dice of The Resistance, it's good to have you with us. The Resistance Manifesto, The Illuminati Facts and Fiction, The New World Order, Facts and Fiction are the books. And he's had two different versions of Resistance Manifesto. And MarkDice.com, of course, is the website. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And make no mistake, we are on the cutting edge, the front lines of resistance to this New World Order. Mark, I tell you, I have never seen anything as stunningly powerful as what you did out there, showing how those people would sign a petition to ban the First Amendment.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people think that I've just cherry-picked a lot of these people. I left almost everybody in there that we talked to. One, I edited out and I didn't show because I burst out laughing as soon as I started talking to them about the petition. I couldn't contain myself. And one other lady just for length, I left out. And, you know, my other petition, this is a third in a series of petitions that I've done, and this is by far the most shocking one. And some people in the comments say, oh, well, they just signed the petition because they didn't want to be bothered. And even if that were true, that's...
No, you read it to them, and that one guy says, I agree.
Yeah,
they read it. Listen, see, that's the denial. They're in denial about the flu being a hoax, man-made global warming being a hoax, the WMDs being a hoax, 9/11 being a hoax, the banker bailout is a hoax. I mean, people just can't believe that stuff is going on, even when it's admitted.
No, and even the one guy at the very end that stopped signing it, as soon as I mentioned it would repeal the First Amendment, I warmed him up by saying it would help to stop the hate speech. He starts signing it, and then I'm just coming up with the most ridiculous stuff I can think of off the top of my head.
And I can see you fighting back laughing every time. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm stumbling over my words, and I had to dumb myself down because I just couldn't believe. I was trying to think of the most ridiculous things that I could think of, and I just kept saying them. The one guy at the end, I said, what this would do is repeal the First Amendment. He stops his pen right in his tracks, and he scratches his name off. And he says, I don't think so. I'm not going to sign. And then I start arguing with him. I said, well, why not? I mean, this would be a good thing. And he said, he points to the petition at CATFA.org, this phony organization, Citizens Against the First Amendment, that I said we were with. And he said, I'll do some research on you guys. So either this guy was so brain dead that he thought that he had to go and do some research to see if he was with Citizens Against the First Amendment, or he was so cowardly that he couldn't stand up for what was right in the face of what was a complete lie.
And then one lady says she doesn't want to get rid of free speech, but she does want to get rid of the Second Amendment.
Well, and I almost convinced her to change her mind, because you could see her just mindlessly, like a bobblehead, just nodding and agreeing with me when I'm making these phony sales pitches as to why we should repeal this. And I think the only reason why she didn't do it is because I noticed this later, that she was wearing, I believe it's a shirt from a local Christian church. And so she's probably a right-wing person, doesn't like Obama. And so when I started saying that it would stop criticism of Obama, I don't think she liked that very much. So, you know, if it would have been somebody else, a different president, she would have signed it. But none of these people, it shows that they're so brain dead that they half of them don't even know what the First Amendment was. They didn't even ask me, what is the First Amendment? Why would you want to do that? And then they wanted to support speech to stop people from saying mean things. We can't have people saying mean things. It's completely absurd. I can't believe it. And I can't believe that the video hasn't gone more viral than it is. But as we know, the mainstream media wants to keep people dumbed down. So they can't be showing people the just how lost society really is. Maybe this is only California, but this is in a pretty affluent neighborhood. This is in a place where the average home, I think the minimum home is $500,000 to $600,000. Minimum. I mean, some tiny little shack in the middle of nowhere, $500,000. This is a nice, educated area. I mean, I can't imagine if I would have done this, you know, inland where I live.
Who do you think the scariest one was? I mean, I think that middle-aged kind of hippie guy, he was the scariest because he really read it. And he said, I agree. We need to shut them down.
It says in bold print, repeal the First Amendment. And then at the end of the video, I read the text, just a short little three-sentence text that says that we need to stop people from criticizing Obama. They're holding him back from creating the New World Order, and those kinds of protections aren't needed in today's society. And he read through it. He put his finger, you can see him, reading it line by line. And that's why there was a little bit of dead air there. And he actually read it. And then I made sure, I said, you read this, right? You're okay with that. And he said, I don't disagree with that. It's unbelievable.
Because it's Obama. He's a fake liberal caught up in that false paradigm. So, yeah, let's ban these right-wingers. But we heard the same thing from Michael Savage and Michael Reagan. When Michael Reagan said, murder Mark Dice, I'll give you the gun, the ammo, I'll pay you to murder him. I mean, it wasn't a more clear solicitation of murder. And the FBI said, that's okay. You know, that's all right. He's allowed to say, kill Mark Dice. So we see the same thing from right-wingers that worship the Republican Party. They say ban anybody that disagrees with Bush's speech. And the Obama supporters say ban the right-winger speech. And so basically you've got more than half the public that's ready to ban free speech in the United States. I mean, that shows you the type of brainwashing and all the MTV specials and the college and high school education where all they talk about is hate, 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 hate. And now we have Obama cybersecurity chief resigning, saying the Pentagon's taking it over. Obama comes out and says, I may have to shut down free speech on the web. Cass Sunstein, his regulations are that implements all this, says they're going to do it. Italy is in mainstream news announcing you've got to register to be able to write anything on the internet with the government, pre-approve it with them, banning websites extrajudicially in Australia. They say we're taking the Chinese model. Bill Gates, head of Microsoft, says he likes what China's doing, doesn't have a problem with it, helped design the system for him. He's now running the NSA takeover system. They are really coming after our Second Amendment. Now, the hate crime law passed. That federalizes local police, creates special thought police commissars to track what people are saying. The MIAC Homeland Security reports say gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, that we're the real target of Homeland Security. Provocateurs are out at every Tea Party, sound cannons at G20. I mean, they are really coming after us.
And this is actually going on in other countries as well. I mean, in my new book, there's an example of a woman in Britain who wrote a letter to her city council expressing her displeasure that a gay pride parade was going to be going through her neighborhood, and two police officers showed up at her house and threatened to arrest her. There's a guy in Canada that put out an ad in the newspaper quoting some Bible verses, and he was actually fined. He had to pay four people who complained $1,500 each because they felt that it incited hatred.
And they're now calling in Europe and in the United States to make it illegal to deny man-made climate change. I mean, they're openly announcing it.
Well, Google recently revealed a blogger's name. This woman had a blog about the New York social scene, and she called one particular supermodel a skank. You know, not exactly the worst word in the world. And this woman sued Google, and they revealed the woman blogger's name, and now she's being sued for millions of dollars for defamation for calling this woman a name that you hear on the playground every day at school.
But, I mean, I think, I don't know the actual street definition or urban definition of skank, but doesn't that just mean like somebody who dresses scantily like a slut?
I think so. I mean, it's not one of the, you know, seven dirty words that's not allowed on television. It's certainly not a popular word, but it's not very, you know, defaming, I think. But
I don't even know about that case, but, I mean, more and more we see this happening. And I remember 6 years ago I interviewed Robin Page, BBC TV host of One Man and His Dog. He just goes to different small towns and eats their food and drinks their beer, and he walks around with a TV camera. And he was at a rural affairs meeting where they're shutting down hunting and other community events, and he said, look, we the rural people deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals, and they arrested him saying the word homosexual was hateful.
Well, you were mentioning earlier about the Pentagon paying bloggers and doing fake news, and that's just, as many people know, an extension of the original Operation Mockingbird program, which was exposed in the 70s in a congressional hearing, where back then they were paying $250 million to high-level reporters and editors in every major form of media, adjusted for inflation. That's $1 billion a year they were paying. And as you know, many of your listeners may know, there's a Pentagon white paper that was floating around where not only were they talking about buying off the bloggers, but they were talking about actually hacking prominent blogs and then changing the blog so that, in a sense, they would just hack Infowars.com and then change the wording in some of the stories.
We already have that happening. People take our stories and then change the article, and they take my show and edit it together. And, I mean, there's definite... They tried to have COINTELPRO firebomb Brave New Books, reportedly, that connected to the Palestinian that was murdered and to setting up the people in at the RNC in Minnesota, the same group here in Austin.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The hateful things, and it'll help to legislate, the things that people say that they disagree with, against the government. and the Bilderberg group, and just a signature and a birth date would be fine. No phone number. Sounds like a good thing. You know, I mean, in today's New World Order, we don't need these idiots, you know, disagreeing with the president. Oh, you got to sign it, too.
I don't disagree.
So you read this? You're okay with that?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Repeal the First Amendment, stop hate speech and negative speech. Just a signature would be good.
What is it for? What's hate speech?
Well, it's hate speech when you say hateful and mean things. Remember CAFTA.org. It's just to support the, you know, the repeal of the First Amendment. Beautiful day. Hi.
Hi.
Signature. You know, I mean, in today's society, we don't need... I mean, who are the people to say that they don't agree with the president anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And he knows what's best. So
all right.
Figured best thing.
We'll play some more before Mark leaves us, but looking at this, these two young women with this toddler, they have no idea the type of bondage that they're bringing their family into, and they just hear, we're going to be nice, we're going to ban mean people saying mean things, we're going to get rid of the First Amendment, and they're there signing it, and they mean well. I'm sure that they're really nice people. They just have no conception of what it is to live in a free country, Mark.
And again, even if some of these people knew what was going on or knew what the First Amendment or sort of felt coerced into it, what does that say about society when they don't have enough of a backbone to stand up for what's right and will just allow themselves to be talked into something that's completely 180 degrees from their own beliefs because they're intimidated? And it's not like I'm meeting them in some dark alley somewhere, so they're going to just sign it and say, oh, yes, I agree, so that they can get away from me. This is on a public street on a beach outside of a shopping mall. These people have no backbone, no brains. And you know what I'm hoping with this is that people that will see this video that is going viral that perhaps don't know much about the First Amendment or freedom of speech or anything will then find the rabbit hole. And that's what I try to do with my work is I touch on a wide variety of issues that people can grasp onto, and then that will lead them down the rabbit hole so that they can find out what it is that's going on. They can find the bigger issues. I criticize these pop culture icons. I've been somewhat successful getting into these celebrity gossip columns, making criticisms about certain things that celebrities are doing. I believe the criticisms. I think what they're doing is horrible, and the statements I make are valid, but the larger picture, you know this, much of the audience knows this, is to then point people down the road so that they can find out about the New World Order and that they can become involved and realize I'm trying to steer them away from the celebrity gossip columns, from the celebrity worship.
Well, it's simple. If we don't educate the public that they were never taught about freedom and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the First, the Tenth, we're going to lose it. And so it is a life and death scenario, not just for this republic, but for our way of life, for freedom, for private property, for our entire future, to go out and to show people just how ignorant they really are. And to understand that they better start learning as much about the Bill of Rights and Constitution as they do about the cults and the saints coming up in 8-9 days at the Super Bowl. They had better have a crash course in freedom fast, because all of the job losses, I mean, Austin's one of the wealthiest cities in the country, one of the least hit by the depression we're going into, all over. We went to the baby store the other day, and almost all the shops around it in a middle-class area of Austin were shut down. Across the street from my house is a strip shopping center, middle-class area. They're all shutting down. I mean, the majority, it's scaring me. I won't be able to go to the pharmacy across the street. I won't be able to go get a pizza. I won't be able to go to the cleaners. I won't be able to go eat Chinese food. I mean, it's just all shutting down. The America is dying, and the media is telling us, oh, everything's fine. The economy's on the upswing. I mean, it's just hoax after hoax after hoax, Mark.
And that's why I, you know, with my last two books, the reason the subtitle is Facts and Fiction is because I take all of this information about the New World Order and separate it and really look at what are the sources. What's the source of this? What's the credibility of that source? where's this coming from? What's an allegation, a distortion, an exaggeration, a complete fabrication? Because they're trying to muddy the system, is trying to muddy the waters, as we've been discussing, so that people get confused when they're, you know, you're an expert. A lot of this audience is very familiar with this material, but new people will get easily confused with phony information when you get into Hal Turner's Amaro hoaxes. And so that's why I've...
Yeah, let's talk about agent provocateurs, COINTELPRO, and how they manipulate especially newbies to any political movement, how it says in the COINTELPRO. In fact, print me that encyclopedia printout again on COINTELPRO, what their job is, what they try to do. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is it getting better?
I get tied down here.
Or do you feel the same?
Making films.
Will it make it?
Writing books. Doing YouTube videos. Doing 4 hours of radio a day. 2, 3, 4 hours of research. Sometimes I don't sleep till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Sometimes I do 6, 7, 8 hours of research. Reading government documents. Knowing that we're accurate, knowing that we have so much proof, it's incredible. Studying history, experiencing things. I have experienced things that most people wouldn't experience as a activist leader. I remember trying to build a veteran a new house when they were going to bulldoze his old house. Actually, the citizens had the idea and spearheading it and having COINTELPRO, we later learned, come on and try to start fights and break up the activists and just make stuff up about me. They understand human psychology. I remember being at Waco, building a memorial chapel there, and people coming in and threatening me and doing something, later reading their names years later as FBI informants. On December 8th, Aaron Dykes wrote an article off of NPR report and other media reports. Well, the imam called me. In fact, we had him on air when that Palestinian activist got all gut up and slit open and basically skinned, his arms tied, his legs tied, thrown into Lake Austin, thrown into the river. They call it the river, the Colorado, they've dammed up Lake Austin. And the police said it was a suicide. And I talked to the imam. They said it certainly wasn't a suicide. And then to learn that the admitted FBI informant who'd been sent to Central America, South America, in his own words, who had been sent to Katrina, who had been in Austin trying to infiltrate 9/11 Truth and trying to get them to firebomb Brave New Books, which is a bookstore that one of my listeners founded that I've supported. That's people need to know. But see, that's what the feds do. They go and call for violence and call for criminal activity and get everybody infighting to run everyone off. That's what they do. And they make up elaborate lies. I mean, I remember a decade ago, Hal Turner, people constantly emailing me, this guy's attacking you on his radio show. This guy's writing about you. This guy's going after you. This guy's saying you're a Zionist agent. And I'm like, Zionist agent? I mean, I'm a Baptist. I go to a Methodist church. That's where my parents go. I'm an American. And then I learned that a known Israeli diamond dealer brags about it, put out the story. I work for the Vatican. I mean, just completely made up. And when you experience this, it's not for Alex Jones. In a sick way, like P.T. Barnum said, just spell my name right. Most publicity is pretty darn good, except it's meant to turn people off who are awakening so they only infight with each other. And I remember all the COINTELPRO that was run against We Are Change in New York when it was first set up, when I first was supporting it, getting Luke on the air. He was by himself. And then he started getting a few supporters that came to help him, and they were trying to plant bombs on him. We got the video of that. They were trying to say he was a terrorist. We know you're not a terrorist, but we're going to set you up. It's all covered in Truth Rising. I remember when German Talis, a great member of We Are Change, was protesting Laura Bush, and out of a alleyway comes a man with a girl in a wheelchair ramming him and hitting him, and all the witnesses saw it, but the bookstore wouldn't give up the surveillance tape, and they took him to court. He was going to go to prison for years with felonies, and we supported him financially. It went to trial, and the Secret Service wouldn't lie. The APD did. The Secret Service said, no, none of that's true. They attacked him. And then the New York Post had to print a retraction. That was an attempted setup. That's what COINTELPRO does. It was an attempted setup of Luke over and over again. This is what they try to do. And we called out Hal Turner a decade ago, only because he was attacking us, and we were very brief. We just said, no one is allowed to threaten federal judges. No one is allowed to call for violence every day unless they're a Fed. And the guy was hooked in with Sean Hannity and the neocons. We know Hannity is literally a CIA asset. It's come out CNN, Washington Post is CIA. And now it's come out in federal court, and the FBI is on record, and the U.S. attorney. He is the highest level FBI agent there is. They said national security level FBI agent, not a informant. They usually use ex-cons and people they've got under their control, and they use some ex-cons here locally against us. And when it's actually happening to you, it's hard to believe that it's really going on. It's hard to believe that it's actually happening. But again, and I'm going to Mark Dice here in a moment. He just brought this up, so I thought I'd talk about it. It's hard to believe until you've been doing this 14 years and it's been confirmed over and over and over and over again that this is the case. I wanted to read to you COINTELPRO, an acronym for Counterintelligence Program, was a series of covert, often illegal projects conducted by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation aimed at investigating and disrupting dissident political organizations within the United States. The FBI used covert operations from its inception. However, formal COINTELPRO operations took place between 56 and 71. The FBI statement motivation at the time was protecting national security. They're now saying covering up AIG as national security, preventing violence and maintaining the existing social and political order. According to FBI records, 85% of COINTELPRO resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and/or subverting groups suspected of being subversive. And then you read into this, let me find the area where it says it, that they would go into nonviolent civil rights movement, including Martin Luther King and others. And it says the American Indian Movement and other civil rights groups, a broad range of organizations, New Left, including Students for Democratic Society, the National Lawyers Guild, on and on and on, anyone against the Vietnam War, and even in individual student demonstrations with no group affiliation. And then it talks about how, in the thousands of pages of documents, how they would do this is, and it's literally a textbook, and most of the people that are part of it don't even know. They're being led by a psychological warfare expert. And the Pentagon declassified a few years ago their 2004 manual for the Third World. Anybody who's a leader, they say, they're making money because they never want activists to ever get any capital to build anything real. You ought to be the leader. Or that person wants to take over what you're doing. Or go protest them at their protest. Or split off. And then it says in here, they have them go in and call for violence to then run off the reasonable members. That's what Cass Sunstein calls for in a new document, a year and a half old, and he's now in the White House and set to be the next Supreme Court justice when Stevens leaves at the end of the year. Is he said, we will go into their groups, we covered this a few weeks ago, and we will pose as conspiracy theorists, we will pose as anti-government, anti-Federal Reserve, anti-global warming people, and we will get everybody fighting with each other, and then we will accuse those that we're setting up of being the ones that did it. And so that's why this is so important, because then they force you to even talk about it. So you have to educate people. And then that gets people more paranoid about going out, speaking out, being involved. Going back to Mark Dice, Mark, getting into Hal Turner. We called him out over a decade ago. You've been calling him out in the last 3 years. Everything he put out was a hoax. Go ahead.
Hal Turner is a very fascinating case because, yes, he's called for violence against people, and now he's been arrested for making these threats in June of 2009.
By the state, and the feds are defending him. Go ahead.
Yeah, so his lawyer openly stated and admitted in court that he was an agent provocateur taught by the agency. Quote, this is a quote from his lawyer, Michael Orzoco. His job was to basically publish information which would cause other parties to act in a manner which would lead to their arrest. Now, him urging violence is one thing. I mean, obviously, it wasn't to lead to their arrest. It was he was to urge people to commit violent acts to then demonize certain groups. But what's very interesting about Hal Turner is that in 2008, he published photos of what he claimed were the Amero coin. Now, we all know that the Amero has been discussed by a lot of these high-level globalists and CFR people as the coming regional currency. So this is in the works, and usually what the CFR wants, the CFR gets. So this guy published photos saying that he got pictures and had an informant at the Denver Mint that sent him photos of this Amero coin. Then a few months later, October 2008, he publishes a YouTube video showing, in reality, it was a replica. You can buy Amero replica coins.
Yeah, there are thousands of companies that will make any coin you want, and it turned out that that group was in Colorado, and they just printed some up to show what was being announced.
Yeah, so he goes on to say that he has a real Amero coin, and that he has an informant in the Mint, and he shows it. And so, you know, people might think, oh, well, maybe he was mistaken. He can't have been mistaken, because months earlier he posted the photos, which he just took from these replica coin sites. And so he had to have been getting dozens, hundreds of emails saying, no, that this is not correct, photos from these replicas.
Yeah, we put up an article saying, look, here, it's a replica coin.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes out, and his video climbed to the top, hundreds of thousands of views. It was number one on Google Video's top 100 list when they were doing the top 100 videos on Google Video. So he goes out, the people spread the video around, look, the Amero's out. And then later on, people start to realize that it was a hoax. And so he's already admitted to be on the payroll for the feds as an agent provocateur to urge violence. And to
have you seen the new court records? That was the older ones. New ones came out with the U.S. attorney and FBI saying he was an agent.
Yeah. Yeah, but what he does, this is really ingenious on his handler's part, is to create this stir. Everybody started emailing this video around and his article from his website where he claimed to have this. They're coming. We're sending the Ameros to China. They're going to drop the dollar. So everybody starts to say, oh, yep, look, it's coming true. And then it comes out. People start looking, oh, no, it was a hoax. Hal Turner's a fraud. It was a replica. So what that does is then people start to dismiss the idea. When they're talking, people like us, people like Alex that are talking about, oh, there's Amero coming, there's global currency. Then the whole role of Hal Turner and his hoax is to then get people to think, oh, no, I heard about that. That was a hoax. You know, don't worry about that. And then to take it to the next level, a few months after his video showing his fake Amero coin, he then posted pictures of what he claimed to be the paper Amero currency. So he's just continuing to recycle this same hoax every few months to try to spread it around there to create this disinformation and muddy the water. And then in his blog, he posted that the YouTube video was pulled, his YouTube account was pulled under national security because he was destabilizing the dollar. And so, I mean, the list of hoaxes that this guy has perpetuated just goes on and on and on. And that's his job. This is admitted by his lawyer. And so thankfully he's been arrested for making these claims of wanting to kill people. But it's absurd that his lawyer says, oh, well, he was just, you know, posting threats to urge people to commit acts so they could be arrested. No, he was posting these things so that people would actually commit crimes because the FBI is not going to know what kind of psycho is going to read his blog post and the people's addresses that he would post on his website and go and harm these people. And the intention is not to find these people before they do anything. The intention is to get them to do it.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, there was a new hoax, UN gold hoax, muddies the waters of real move towards global currency. That was, what, a month and a half ago? Let me see the date on that article they just put on screen. They have more of those. I mean, there's whole constellations of groups who don't make mistakes. Everybody does that. But they knowingly, and we've also identified who's COINTELPRO. We've even looked into some of the corporate documents, into some of the alternative little fake radio networks that are out there, who their only job is attacking and lying about myself mainly, because they know I'm one of the biggest bona fide real things, attacking Ron Paul, attacking myself, making up things. And they always just put out wild disinfo. You know, Alex Jones is owned by the Saudi Arabians. Alex Jones is owned by the Brothmans. Alex Jones is owned by the Scientologists. And the same people will be saying I'm owned by all of it. I mean, obviously that's not true. Even if you believe I was by one of those groups, all of them, you know, the Jews, the Vatican, the Scientologists, the Saudis, the Keebler elves, the, you know, ABC owns Genesis, because of many satellites we've leased. Any radio owner will be laughing. You have to lease a satellite if you want to have a gardening show or anything else, you know, a feed of thousands on it. It's like $5,000 a month. It's like getting a Roadrunner at your house. So they also take kernels of things. But it's important to expose this so other people spend their time and energy, other people listening or watching, they know they're good. So don't spend your time infighting with each other. Spend your time. You know, the mark of a provocateur is they always want to attack any real leaders. They always want to break up real groups. They always want to call for violence. They always want to spread disinfo. They don't want you to go out and be your own leader. They don't want you to go out and wake people up. They just want to, I mean, why do they have riot police at every event? And at every event, they get caught in the news, the police attacking their own police in front of news cameras dressed up like anarchists. Until no one wants to go out and protest because you don't want to get rubber bulleted or hit with a sound cannon or a microwave gun. And they just do this over and over and over again until Americans don't want to go out and protest. They have effectively, with free speech zones and the rest of it, killed most protesting. And any protest I've ever had, you know, people show up to try to disrupt it. And then they say, you are the disruptors. So that's how you can always tell the COINTELPRO and the useful idiots that they've got working for them, Mark.
You know, I've launched a program to help to try to reach out to the mainstream audience and, you know, some of Hannity's listeners, Glenn Beck's listeners, I mean, a lot of them are just well-to-do, trying to find the truth and don't see these people for what they are. So I'm launching a program. Details are at markdice.com, where if you simply call in to one of these top five shows, they're listed on my site, which ones? Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, and Mark Levin, just because he's friends with Sean Hannity, not that he's a popular host. If you just simply call into one of these hosts and mention one of my YouTube videos, mention the title of one of my books, basically just plug something that I'm doing, email me the day, the show that you call, the hour, and then I will send you a free copy of The Illuminati Facts and Fiction for free. I pay the shipping and handling. It's a free book. And then I also, in the quick article, I explain how to get through to these shows. I mean, a lot of people know that I'm kind of known for compulsively calling into these shows and posting the audio on YouTube and showing how these
And if we can get millions of our activist listeners to start doing this, it will devastate them. You know, it's come out the White House is doing all these fake letters to the editor. Of course they are. Well, we're just getting real citizens who are angry to really let their voice be heard. If there wasn't power in letters to the editor, if there wasn't power in calling into radio talk shows, they wouldn't be faking it themselves.
Yeah, and that's why they have the call screeners to make sure that your question or your comment's going to be on par with what the host believes. And if it's counter to what the host believes, sometimes they'll let the caller onto the call.
You've got to, if it's a fake right-wing show, you got to call in and act like a dumb liberal to get on. That's the way.
Yeah, you have to either, you know, subscribe to their ideology or act like a complete moron so that they can ridicule you. And this is all detailed in the quick article on how you can get on the show, how to bypass the screener. And so I just hope everybody checks it out. And just imagine if we can get multiple calls into all these shows every day for the next month or two. How bad is Sean Hannity going to squirm? And then when people start hearing about these issues or start hearing about certain things, certain videos, certain books, people are going to Google it. Thousands of people are going to Google it.
I'll do you one better, Mark. I'll give everybody $100 who can get in on Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh and send me the audio clip. $100.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North.
Folks, remember, the most effective activist tool we've got is sending people the podcast, the MP3s of this radio show, on particular topics that are hot and important to people. The banker bailout, the Copenhagen scam, the flu scam, the police state, the naked body scanners, the gun grabbing. But nothing is more effective than films. And my documentaries, Mark was just telling me this during the break, complimenting me, but I mean, it really is true. We've gone to a whole new level. There's nothing better in the fight against the New World Order than Fall of the Republic, Obama deception. That's why the mainstream media is calling me up with hit pieces and other things and other pieces coming out. I don't know if they're hit pieces, but we'll find out. That's why MSNBC is here interviewing me, because they're getting scared. And they always bring up Fall of the Republic, Obama deception, and say they're devastatingly popular. Number one on the streams, number one on the YouTube and Google, number one on the BitTorrents, number one on the, I mean, number one on every gauge, number one on internet talk radio. And we're on satellite, shortwave, AM and FM. Number one alternative website, Infowars.com. Number two alternative website, PrisonPlanet.com. And we're a platform for real activists. I've been burned some, but I've learned who's real. And Mark Dice is real. Ron Paul's real. Many others are real. And they just keep fighting the New World Order and having success. So the establishment is really getting upset. Get Fall of the Republic today at Infowars.com. You can get it half price. You can get free T-shirts with films. We've got so many great deals. I'm carrying Shadow Government, a great new documentary that was produced by some folks, Grant R. Jeffrey, I'm really impressed with. And we've got free T-shirt deals, everything at Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we just got these books. This just came out this week, The New World Order, Facts and Fiction, Mark Dice's newest book. They're very easy reads, factoid, jam-packed. This is a great thing for the coffee table or to give to your neighbor or give to your boss. Get it at Infowars.com or MarkDice.com. But, Mark, getting back to your point, and, of course, I imitate your great ideas. You've imitated some of mine. That's what we do. We're all in the fight. I love your idea. I announced these contests 2 weeks ago. I said I need to write them up. I've been procrastinating. The naked body scanner protest, I'm going to get that up by tomorrow. I'm trying to write those up today to get them posted so we can launch the contest. But I want to say $100 to anybody who calls into Limbaugh or Hannity or Glenn Beck. With me, it's those three shows. And $100 if you send me the MP3 file of you, date, time, when you did it. We'll post it, get it up. $100. I'll say I'll do the first 20. So that's $2,000. That's all I can afford with these other contests coming up. Now, you're giving out 100 books free, which is a $20 value apiece. But it doesn't matter. It's just the fun exercise of getting the word out. And you're right. They tend to bleep you out when you say Infowars.com or MarkDice.com. It's best to say, what do you think of the Obama deception? What do you think of the Resistance Manifesto, the book? What do you think of Endgame? What do you think of Fall of the Republic? And again, on MarkDice.com, you've got the contest up there. You are the master of this, calling in talk radio. You've been doing this for many years now, and people should go print that off, shouldn't they, and do it?
Yeah, it's very simple, and I know, you know, money's tight, and it's exciting. It'll be a thrill to actually be able to speak to one of these scumbags and to speak to millions of their listeners. And then you can get a free book, and then just the details are there. It's very simple, and I'll take care of getting the audio and everything. So just go through and read a few paragraphs. That's what we do. And
I can't take care of the audio, so people. That's why my prize is a little bigger. You got to send it to us.
And now I say 100 copies. You know, it could take. No, who knows how long it'll take. As long as this banner is still up on MarkDice.com, it's going to be good. And if this works, I mean, I might just do it indefinitely. I don't know. So as long as the banner's up there, or, you know, if you call in, you know, and you're the 101st or the 105th, I mean, I'm still going to send you your book, as long as it's not, you know, a year after I pull the contest, which, who knows? I may just keep it up indefinitely.
Well, regardless, it gets people into the mindset and the idea of calling in and countering these shows. All right, we'll be right back. I want to talk about Glenn Beck with you for 5 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Briefly, Mark Dice, I never even asked you this question. You just told me during the break that I'm the guy that woke you up. And Luke Radowski, and literally 80% of the other great people out there taking action. I am so blessed. And it's what I've always pushed for is to get a Mark Dice or a Luke Radowski or the countless others to go out and be their own leaders. And it's funny, I was already thinking that. Mark brought up that very point to me. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I get these emails now from people that want to work with me, and I have friends of friends that I knew from years ago that, you know, they wanted to all do, you know, let's work on a project together. I want to contribute. I have ideas. And I know that Alex gets this all the time. And I just want to say that you don't need to come and work with us. You know, and Alex was pivotal in waking me to 9/11. I mean, I found Masters of Terror, which is one of his old works on the 9/11 inside job. And so, you know, I didn't contact him. I said, oh, I just have a bachelor's degree in communication. Let me come and work with you. I want to, you know, work in your office. It's not about him or about me. I just did my own thing. I got my own style. And some of our issues and our styles and our tactics overlap a little bit. But it's that true
diversity and that true lone wolf operation the globalists can't stop. And let me warn you for listeners, and I'm sure Mark already knows this, the first batch of people that show up wanting to help you, they're operatives or they're crooks. The next wave is you cannot hire people that ask for jobs. 50% of the time, they are literal COINTELPRO. You've got to put a Craigslist ad in from a computer separate from your office because they'll track that and send their people to that ad. You've got to hire totally separate people or they will burn your operation down. Go ahead.
Yeah, people email me all the time that live in my area and my community, and then they say, oh, hey, let's organize something. Let's work together. I'll be your cameraman. And I'm not going to work with these people. It's just I have my own personal crew of people in my inner circle that I trust, that I know, that work with me because we're friends, not because, you know, I'm on some pedestal for them. You don't need me. I mean, look at what I've done. I've done my own thing, and then because it's effective, Alex helps me and uses his platform to help me to help me. Yeah, to be exposed to other people. And so you don't need to come and work for Alex Jones. You don't need to come and do anything, work with me. You don't need me at your, you know, group to be involved in a project that you're working on. You can do your own thing. And that's what I've done. And then Alex recognizes it. And
about groups that then say you've got to join with them? Or they're your boss. That's even worse.
Yeah, there's so many different issues out there. I mean, everybody is just simultaneously attacking from different angles, focusing on their issue. We have the Second Amendment people. We have the Close the Border organizations. We have all these different organizations, and so you know we can't spread ourselves too thin. So you do what you're passionate about, and then we can all. It's just a whole global.
Yeah, don't use it as an excuse to not get involved because you can't come work for Alex Jones or Mark Dice. Start your own operation. Get involved. Small things. It moves mountains. 60 seconds on Glenn Beck. The bottom line, your view on Glenn Beck.
complete COINTELPRO agent, very slick. Now he's trying to dub himself as a documentary filmmaker. That's the latest. He, you know, had his producers put together a little piece last week, and so now he's trying to basically copy what Alex is doing, but as a, it's to spreading disinformation. He hates 9/11 truthers. For everybody out there that likes Glenn Beck, understand.
Loves war.
He hates 9/11 victims' families for asking questions. He thinks that he says that we're dangerous, completely fraudulent, just an alcoholic, insane COINTELPRO op, one of the slickest.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt he's a Benedict Arnold. And again, I have to tell the truth about things. It's not good overall for my radio career to sit there and attack Glenn Beck all the time, but I have to do it. I mean, I could join with the neocons and be the ultimate superstar, and I've had offers in the past from big groups. I just can't do it. I'm not Benedict Arnold. I'm the real deal. So is Mark Dice. Mark, God bless you. Wonderful having you. Everybody should get your new book, The New World Order, available at Infowars.com. Mark, we'll talk to you again very soon, my friend. Class A work with that petition.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for one segment, we have Darwin Bedeker. And while the gun show was still going on, what is it, two Sundays and 4 days ago, a good caller called in and told me that they had made them put up these signs saying you can't have private sales of firearms. And we read on air the law that private sales are legal all over the country, but a few states where they passed unconstitutional laws. We still haven't found out how they ran the Saxit off, but we know they did run it off. They thought Darwin Bedeker at the Austin Gun Show was the old group they'd run off. So we know that. And we just simply wanted to investigate and find out who was who the bad guys are, who the good guys are. And to set the record straight, and I believe Darwin, he's on the inside of this, former police officer who was the head of the event center had nothing to do and actually did defend in the meeting and elsewhere and was not playing good cop, bad cop. Give us his name again to remind us.
Kill.
They didn't have you up yet. Say it again.
It's Andrew Burkell.
Burkell, that's right. And so he really did try to keep the gun show where it had been for almost two decades.
Exactly. Yeah, he definitely fought for us inside the meeting.
Well, that's good. Moving on from there, we have the good news. We have the good news. It was a great success. I'd say 80% of the folks came out to the demonstration with several other groups there. I don't get permits for protests in Austin because you don't need permits, and that sets a very bad precedent. But there were several other groups out there. But overall, it was very, very, very successful rally. I'd say over 300 people there total. Front page of the Statesman. I didn't see it, but I was told by family. There's now a state investigation going on. Governor Rick Perry says he's looking into it. Overall, Darwin, I think this has been a pretty good success fighting back against these people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely got the word out and created a lot of buzz. And for, you know, let a lot of people that didn't know what was going on see how their inside government is working and treating them. So overall, it was a great success.
Absolutely. And we have some more good news. You got news yesterday and called us that you were able to get another good center where you'd previously had some gun shows before they ran off the Saxit, this time in South Austin, and coming up next month, it is on.
Yes, sir. February 20th and 21st, the third weekend of February, we'll be back at the Target building, which is exit 228, William Cannon off of IH-35. It was the old Super Target building.
Now, I want everybody to come out to this to make sure that they don't, because it financially, as you said, you only run two shows, was devastating, but you have gotten quite a bit of support now and small donations at thetexasgunshow.net. But we need to ensure that there is a gun show in Central Texas now that they've harassed HEB. Are you worried about them harassing the owners of the Target Center? But as the governor said, if this happens again, it is definitely harassment and racketeering.
Yeah, no, I'm not afraid of it happening on this one because, I mean, we got them on tape saying, you know, if it happens again, it's definitely racketeering in what you said. So no, I'm not worried about them coming over there making a big stink at the next show because they know over there the person that decides what goes on is me. So they know they're barking up the wrong tree. They can't strong-arm somebody into forcing us out like they did last time.
I think it's smart to do what a lot of other gun shows have done, and you may have already been doing this, but just have a one-page printout sheet for private sellers who have it on their back or around a table that, without the government involved, that's fine, but ask for a Texas ID and ask them if they're a felon. But it turns out that I met the fella at the demonstration. He seemed like a good guy. I mean, he seemed genuine in what he was saying. And this is what witnesses told me separately, that they kept sending illegals up to him saying, I don't have a driver's license, sell me a gun. And he said no, even though he legally could under private seller. He was going the extra mile. And then they brought somebody in with a fake ID. Well, they said it was fake, took him outside, threatened to arrest him and said, don't you feel bad? And he said, no, I didn't do anything wrong. And they let him go. Then they told the media there had been an arrest. This was a hoax.
Yeah, and they did it. They did it just so they could go back to HEB and say, see, even though it was a different promoter, nothing's changed. We still had an arrest in the parking lot. That's exactly why they did that on Saturday.
I think the only unsolved mystery here, I mean, we know they ran Saxit out, who were great folks, been there since I was in high school and college, so we're talking 17, 18 years. I mean, I was in high school 18 years ago. Hard to believe I'm getting that old. I've been out of high school as long as I was in school and since I was born. But I'm getting to be an old dog now, 36 next week. But Saxon, we've tried to contact them. They're a lot bigger. They probably just want to move on. But they need to defend the Second Amendment. And we need to, specifically, Darwin, they thought you were the Saxon. What did they say to you as the Saxon?
Well, the reason they thought we were the Saxon is because we filled in the same weekend, and there was no month that skipped where there wasn't a show in there. So when they invited us to the meeting, obviously they thought we were the Saxon, but when they started reading off all the different incidences that had happened, they all happened at the other show. And then that's when I told them, well, you're reading off something that doesn't even pertain to me. And they were like, what? You know, they didn't even realize that we were a different show altogether, which upset me. And then on the news, you know, I listened to one of the reports, and it said we were the gun show where all this stuff had happened, all these different incidences that happened, which wasn't true because we'd only been there three shows.
But, Darwin, it was far worse than that. And, again, this isn't just about Texas or the Second Amendment or the Justice Department. The news now admits basically called for this from the APD, so this is Obama. There's the issue of media lying and saying it's the law. You got to have paperwork. What's the big deal?
Yeah, no, it's upsetting because they just basically make rules as they go along, and they feel because that they believe it that it's true. And you can't get farther from the truth.
Well, I'm going to be down there both days off and on. Maybe we can even do a live broadcast from there Sunday, but the issue is we're going to be there. You've authorized us to be inside with cameras. I need to talk to you privately about COINTELPRO because you'll invite me there and I'll be there and there'll be a group showing up saying, get out of here, you're not supposed to be here, and they'll do another hoax. But that's what COINTELPRO does. And Luke Radowski's putting a report out on this today on a separate issue, or tonight. It's just, it's so amazing to see the things they do. I mean, they ran fake stings on you. You're now experiencing the long arm of the dirty law, and that they really do this, and they really do lie, and they really do twist and make you and I the bad guy, Darwin. So it's very important for everybody to come out to this event. You know, people should rent tables. I'll get a table. We'll have our books and videos there. I'll be there signing books, signing videos. And when I'm not there, I'll have my crew there. And you might want to tell the cops, because you say the cops without warrants, just always the detectives and VATF just walk in the back door like they own the place. Are you going to put them on notice that that's your business? They've got to ask permission before they enter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'll do a formal announcement. I'll write them a letter saying that, you know, if they want to come in, they got to have a warrant with them.
Now, you're going to rent some police officers, though, to be at the front.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we need good officers there. Again, we're not saying the police are bad. I kind of went wild when cops were laughing at us and flipping us off and taking photos of people in the windows. But those were thug cops that wanted to come to the window and make fun of us. Some of them weren't thugs. They were agreeing with us. And my dad went around with copies of the law. I didn't even know he'd come, but he left. But he talked to a whole bunch of police who were down the street and watching us, and they would say, look, we know. And they would hold their BlackBerry with the law and say, I was just reading it. Yes, we know. We know this is wrong. Thank you. So the good news is Austin police are upset about this.
Absolutely. I've had phone calls from four of them that called me to express, you know, the concern and saying that, you know, they're behind me, and when we find a new building that they'll be there and they'll show their support by coming to the next show. So, I mean, by far not all the cops in Austin are bad. It's just a few bad seeds that they have working for them.
Well, it's the guys at the top, and then watching those detectives in the press conferences, they didn't look like evil people. They looked like they really thought they were doing good because the feds came in and told them to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get a sense that, you know, they were evil people. I just got a sense that they didn't stand up for what truly is right. They had an order, they took it, and they followed through on it, thinking they were doing a good job. But that's their downfall. You know, not following their true order, which is right.
Absolutely. Well, again, TexasGunShows.net, and that's coming up, your Austin show. Tell us about both your upcoming shows and the dates and the location here in Austin.
Yeah, well, our next coming show is going to be February 20th and 21st. And like I said, it's going to be at the old Super Target building on William Cannon, the William Cannon exit. It's exit 228 off of 35. There's more than enough room. I can accommodate whoever wants to show up. There's 115,000 square feet there. So, I mean, whoever hears this, you know, and wants to show up, we got more than enough room for you. Just give us a call at 210-872-7469, or you can reserve your table now on the web at www.texasgunshows.net. And I appreciate everybody that's donated to the cause. All that money that has been donated is going towards, you know, locking down this building for us for here on out. So,
all right, let me say bye to you during the break, and we'll obviously have you back up before this event, but we're winning the war here, folks. We'll be right back.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Says it's the end of time.
Kurt Haskell absolutely vindicated in quadruplicate. The lawyer with his wife flying back from Amsterdam Christmas Day with the underwear bomber. They now admit we did arrest the supposed terrorist. We won't say what we did with him. We were tracking someone. Why did they lie about that and everything else? The smart dress man. This is big because they're relaunching their Al-Qaeda is going to get us garbage. He did that in the State of the Union last night. That's coming up for about 30 minutes in the next hour. Then the last 30 minutes, Deborah Medina going into the big debate tomorrow night. This has national implications, just as big as what we saw with Brown potentially in Massachusetts. That's why this is so important for the national audience. She is an in the Fed, dyed in the wool, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, patriot supporting, you know, absolutely wonderful. In fact, I'd had Deborah Medina invite me down to Ron Paul events. I got invited down by the Ron Paul folks to his last event in the Fed, and I just couldn't go. I didn't go. I need to get involved more in events. I need to come out to more events. It's just we're so tied down here with the electronic media where I can reach millions of people every day. Program notes, I haven't plugged this, and I like the trailer that was made, but it doesn't even really capture how powerful the film is. So we're going to make another trailer. I consulted on it. This film was 5 years in the making. It's how weed won the West. Now, I've told everybody, I don't smoke marijuana. I don't like marijuana. I have smoked it in high school here and there and in college or, you know, had a girlfriend, hey, smoke this. But I know it has more medical uses than any plant we've ever seen. I know they banned regular hemp that has no THC that's better than cotton that can be grown anywhere in the U.S., really hurt our farmers. I know this was done by the big chemical companies. That's on record. They had just had prohibition end. They couldn't make money for the mafia and the corrupt police off alcohol anymore. So all they had was gambling and prostitution. So they went into narcotics. And they started with marijuana, and then they banned everything else, which they shouldn't be readily available. Heroin and cocaine are horrible, unless you got a broken leg or something. Or they're doing eye surgery with cocaine. They use that to do something with the nerves, I've read. And obviously opiates, if you've broken your back, you know, they shoot you up with them. But the point is marijuana is amazing. Do people abuse it? Are there potheads that are jellyfish out there? Absolutely. But the issue is that it has so many medical uses, and 14 states have said the feds have no jurisdiction. Just like Montana said, you have no jurisdiction over us manufacturing our own guns. And now other states like Tennessee and others are moving to do that. This is how we get state freedom back over our commerce. And in California, the feds are still trying to shut it down. Obama is exposed in this film as the fraud he is. We expose the government drug dealing. I'm the main presenter in it. Kevin Booth made it. Of course, his last big film aired on Showtime, won all these big awards. I was working with Kevin on this 5 years ago. He shelved it. He came back in the last year. And the trailer's up on Infowars.com. It's on the shopping cart at the Yahoo shopping cart, How Weed Won the West. It is pre-orders, but it ships coming up the 15th. Two-hour documentary film, a lot of extras, and this is a documentary that will really wake up the young people. The reason it's important is the pothead movement is pretty much what runs the cannabis movement, when it's a lot bigger than that. This explains to them, and it shows drug dealers saying, I don't want drugs legalized. Well, of course the drug dealers don't, and of course the banks don't, and of course the alcohol and cigarette producers are some of the biggest contributors to keep it illegal. They don't want, folks, if you decriminalize, not legalize, decriminalize drugs, and some of Europe's done this, drug use goes way down. It gets cleaner. It doesn't get cut with poison. The person isn't breaking into your house for your jewelry and stereo and computer, your iPod, because they want to get some more drugs. It becomes dirt cheap. It becomes an illness. It becomes a disease. And it gets cut by over 50% in the countries that have done this. So You want to stop the CIA and their narcotics trafficking? You want to stop the New World Order? CIA is always crashing airplanes full of cocaine. That's covered in the film. And you can get it at Infowars.com. You can get some of my films like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, half price. You can get American Drug War half price when you order it. And we're going to be the first people to have it. We're manufacturing it right now. I mean, I'm actually involved paying for the manufacturing of it. I'm that much in this film. I asked Kevin not to be in the credits because he really did the work on the film. I just did the consulting and other things. But the point is, we're manufacturing it. And so it's being made right now. We'll get it in week and a half. Pre-order now. We're going to ship it out the 15th. Infowars.com to get how weed won the West. States' rights for guns, for farmers, everything. We're taking our rights back. How the weed won the West, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Need to get this film. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coming up, CNN, Associated Press, you name it. Authorities were watching different Nigerian on Christmas Day flight. First they denied they were watching anybody. First they denied they arrested anybody. What a whitewash headline, though. It should be FBI caught in lie number 7. Totally vindicating Kurt Haskell, the underwear bombing situation, the Deborah Medina in the last 30 minutes, joining us, surging in the polls. But I wanted to get Matt Ryan in here. We've got a bunch of new things with PrisonPlanet.tv, a bunch of new things with the websites we're adding that we're not going to talk about till it's done in the next, 2 weeks. But I have hired some more people up here just for social networking, just for videos, just for other things we're going to be offering for free. And we're actually going to be really, instead of just having a couple of Twitter accounts with 10,000 members or whatever, or fan Facebooks with 30,000, 20,000, 10,000 members, which are great, we are going to take an active role on Facebook, an active role on Twitter, an active role in a bunch of other ways. That's nothing compared to what we're about to launch. And then, well, we're finally getting a lot of stuff done around here. And just people have been overwhelmed. We've got a great crew. And Matt, you've been instrumental in really helping us get a lot of other things going. But tell folks about the two original Twitter accounts that we never really interact on. We're going to start interacting on all three accounts. We're going to start taking questions. By the way, later, I must implement again. I know there's like 1,000-plus phone calls on the comment line. Let's just go through those. I want to play a bunch of those tomorrow. I want to make sure we re-implement that. We've got to make ourselves do that because people really enjoyed that content and those questions. But tell folks about the three new Twitter accounts.
Sure. First are the two that have been existing for a little while. They've been through Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The first one is Twitter.com/InfowarsStories, all one word. And that has been basically a feed of all the stories as they are posted to InfoWars in real time. So you can get up to date on the latest information on that site. Also, Prison Planet. That's Twitter.com/PrisonPlanet. And that's been put into place, and that's on Twitter right now, for Prison Planet articles that have been going up. But the latest one that I'm very excited about is Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And that is your personal Twitter account where you will be interacting directly with the fans of the show and keeping people up to date on what's going on behind the scenes.
And what'll be great is if I'm going on Coast to Coast AM, or I'm going on Talk Sport in England, or I'm going on a little local show, I can tell people the web address to listen online, and I'll just fire it out. And it's so easy for me. I'm always texting my friends and my wife and people. I can just text them and send it out. And I know this has been around for a while. I'm just so busy, but this is something I actually will be doing.
Absolutely. And the best thing about it is you have a real-time interaction with Alex as he's doing the show.
So they can give me information.
Exactly. He's got the Twitter feed for mentions, and all of his friends, anybody that he follows back, are up here on his screen. He can see it 24/7.
In fact, we should have people – in fact, I just sent the Twitter out about Deborah Medina coming on. And then we can actually maybe take a few questions off of here for Deborah Medina.
Exactly.
I'll be busy on the show, but you can print them off for me.
Absolutely. Will do. And this is a real way where you can communicate directly with your audience, and the audience can communicate with Alex. Let them know what's going on. If you see an article that is important and you want us to cover, send it to us on Twitter. Let us know. Direct message. Do an at sign and send it out to the world, and we'll make sure it's mentioned.
Absolutely. Now, again, so they go where? Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and then they can send a question for Deborah Medina.
Absolutely. They can send a question there. Just do at Real Alex Jones and your question for Deborah Medina. I'll make sure they get printed out. Alex can also see them on his screen here. And we'll make sure that questions are asked directly from you, the Twitter users.
And this is a brand new account.
Absolutely. Brand new. It's one day old. Right now it has 3 followers. No one has heard about it. This is the first time anyone has mentioned this account publicly.
Give the full address out.
It is twitter.com/RealAlexJones.
Yeah, because there's a lot of other Alex Joneses on there.
Absolutely, and this one will be the real deal. He'll have direct access to this account. This is his account, and he'll be posting off of it himself.
And I've already posted quite a bit of stuff up there.
Absolutely. I know that during the break, right after we got off the phone with Darren Bedeker and you found out that the show's back on, just sent a post off about that one.
Well, what's great about this is, and again, all this stuff comes out, and sometimes we're ahead of the curve on technology. A lot of times we're behind the curve. I'm so busy trudging through things. I kind of just saw this as a way to send out our stories to people. No, this is if I'm at a water park with my kids and I see a jet airplane crash, or I see cops beat somebody up, or I see something interesting, I could, or if I'm in a bad spot even, once this gets hundreds of thousands of members, I can boom Twitter and I'm here.
Exactly, in real time. So we can have a real time communication directly with you, the audience, and it's going to be a big thing.
All right, and we're going to commit to this and actually use it and actually do it.
Absolutely.
Well, Matt Ryan, you're kicking butt. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. All right, I've got a bunch of news that I want to go over here today that we really haven't gotten to yet. And then, as I said, we got Kurt Haskell and Deborah Medina coming up in the next hour. But you can send those questions. You can send questions to Kurt Haskell. In fact, I'll ask two questions you send for Kurt Haskell. And, boy, there's a bunch of them coming up there. Says, you, man, you are my hero. The real Alex Jones, finally. Talk to the man directly. Is this Alex Jones the real deal? Scroll down a little bit. Oh, I scroll down. It's here on my screen. I'm so used to them controlling the screens. Well, that's great. They're just pouring in. Again, I miss a lot of things. I mean, I wasn't really understanding. See, because I'm not a webmaster. I'm not a person who's really good with computers, but I know how to text. I know how to send email. I know how to do things. And this is just so easy. Now I just go to my Twitter account on my iPhone. And, man, I just wish this thing had, like, automatic uploads of video. Because then I could drive down the road and or, you know, in a parking lot, shoot a video and then upload it right away. Because I always want to rant and rave. And then, you know, there's this process of taking the video back to the office and uploading it. But our intention is to put out more media, more issues, more facts, more points. And that's what we're doing here. Boy, it doesn't have three members anymore. That thing is just exploding. How many think we'll have by tomorrow? 10,000? You think 5,000? Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with that. You know, we tried the InfoWars network just with a little social network system, but people ran their own scripts and stuff. Not that they're bad. It just kept crashing our servers. I've since bought a lot bigger servers and CDNs and systems. We are designing and really spending a lot of money and time on a real social networking system. And where you can have meetup type things, people want to meet for relationships, patriots want to get together, people want to, I mean, obviously it's going to be infiltrated and stuff. So I've got to hire a couple people just to try to watch over that. But we're going to launch big social networking website very, very soon. I mean, I've been wanting to do this for 3-4 years, but I've just now got into big enough building, big enough space. I've talked to the accountants. I've looked at the money we've got, and I'm just going to dump what we got into this and into the TV studio we're building over there that's crawling along, but it seems to be going a little bit quicker now. Okay, that's just some of what's going on here at InfoWars. Getting more than one a second right now. If we keep getting one a second to our new Twitter account, I wonder what it'll end up being. That's funny. Oh, man. We haven't even begun to fight, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't even begun to resist the New World Order. Okay. Let's get into something sad right now. The facts are the facts, and so we cover them. And I've told the story many times of when I was 15 going to driver's education, and my dad was a dentist, also did oral surgery in some hospitals, and he wasn't a conspiracy theory type guy. He didn't talk much trash about the government. He just talked about the way things were. And he said, son, don't sign the organ donor card. And he said, the word is from doctors and surgeons I know that a lot of hospitals, if you come in hurt, but easy to revive, you know, not that hurt, they will let you die to get your organs because they could get hundreds of thousands of dollars then. Now it's about $500,000. And the hospital and the doctors end up getting part of that money. And I didn't believe it when he told me. I couldn't believe it because I was young and naive. But then I remember probably 5 years later in college, now living in Austin, going over visiting my grandparents. I went most Sundays to eat dinner with my grandfather and grandmother. And I remember watching 60 Minutes with my grandfather, because he watched it every week. And they had a whole show about Chicago and other cities, hospitals killing people for their organs. And it went on and on and on and on. And the media doesn't really ever cover that. I've only seen a few reports confirmed of that. But they'll always cover, if you don't sign the organ donor card, they don't care. They still take your corneas or your eyes. And Cass Sunstein says even if you don't want it, they're going to take your organs. And we know China takes people's political dissidents' organs. We know they sell them on the world market. We know people have been killed by gangster groups to have their organs taken. But Israel really was caught with its pants down. Israel, if you'll remember, about 6 months ago, it came out in Dutch and German prestigious newspapers. And one came out in Sweden as well, saying, we've confirmed with doctors in Israel that they will go out and kill a Palestinian, and they'll drag him off, and the soldiers get the money, part of the money, and they gut him right there in a field hospital and fly the organs out. Just like China. And then different Haiti activists said, watch out, about a week and a half ago, watch out, Israel's there, and the word is they're taking people's organs. And my issue here is Israel is not persona non grata. They are not off limits to criticize and go after. But I also get criticized because I don't say the center of all evil on the planet is in Israel. No, the center of evil on the planet, it's in our own hearts and minds. Every group of people has evil psychopaths, and they all team up and work together. But Israel really does arrogantly attack anybody that criticizes them and uses the anti-Semitic remark. Then it came out. In fact, since I mentioned this, will you print me the AP and Reuters? Israel admits they did take organs. And then they finally got caught, and a bunch of their doctors came out and said, no, they are taking people's organs. They are. And folks, if you can get $500,000 for the liver, the two kidneys, the lungs, and other things they take, the eyes, you better believe that governments are in there doing it. And you better believe that could be going on. And Paul Watson wrote an article last week, says activists say this. We don't know. But because Israel's been caught doing this, is like if the Chinese were there and people were accusing them, we'd go, well, the Chinese do this. I mean, you know, and it's not going to stop if we don't expose them. Oh, don't criticize the Chinese. I mean, I remember back when Bill Clinton was caught selling missile secrets, missile cone systems, MIRV technology, which is key. You don't just send up one ICBM with one warhead. When it comes back into orbit or back into the atmosphere, it pops off and shoots off five or six dummies and five or six, depending on the MIRV system. That particular thing had 12 MIRVs, you know, real warheads. It's got missiles inside the missile that shoot off in different directions so that even if you've got particle beams or anti-missile missiles or railgun SABO systems, that still you can't stop all the nukes. Clinton gave that. I remember CNN saying it's racist to criticize China and their what they're doing with the missile secrets. It's wrong to be doing this. No. Anytime somebody does that, I'm not going to go along with it. Doctor admits Israel pathologist harvest organs without consent. That's the London Guardian. There's an AP is even stronger. Israel has admitted pathologists harvested organs from dead Palestinians and others without the consent of their families. The practice, it said, ended in the 1990s. It has emerged at this weekend. Well, we first exposed that the U.S. and Israel were doing this because of the doctors' reports in Iraq, the photos, and photos even released by the Pentagon clearly showed they'd done quick surgeries where they slice them open here, here, and here, open it up for fast entry, carve out the breastbone, pop it open, and just get the goodies fast and sanguinate the blood and sell that. I mean, they just suck humans dry like we're a cantaloupe. And it's clear that contractors, the Pentagon, and Israel, and I cover this in martial law in the extras. We made a mini film, a little 10-minute film about it. We covered this in 2005. Now, why do I go over all this? When we come back after the break, traffickers targeting Haitian children, human organs, the prime minister says. The prime minister. Trafficking of children and human organs is occurring. This is CNN. In the aftermath of the earthquake that devastated parts of Haiti, killed more than 150,000 people and left many children orphans, Haitian Prime Minister Jean-Max Bel-Arrive said last night, there is organ trafficking for children and other persons also because they need all types of organs. He said in an exclusive interview with CNN's Christina Amanpour. Well, why didn't she ask who's doing it? He did not give specifics, but asked Amanpour if there was trafficking of children. But when asked by Amanpour if there was trafficking of children, Bel-Arrive said, the reports I receive say yes. So the first reports was it was Israel doing it. Now, I'm here exposing this, and I've been exposing it since 2005. The COINTELPRO will then say if other countries are doing it, oh, well, how dare you say the Chinese are doing it? No, only Jews can do something evil. See, that's how the COINTELPRO operatives work, and that's how it's not fair. No, we're here exposing. We're here covering it. We're here talking about it. My whole point is government is evil across the board. We've got to cut its size. We've got to have more transparency. We've got to get up off of our fat butts and get involved and start exposing these people. We have to educate the population. You want the solution? Look in the mirror. Letters to the editor. Call into talk radio. Go visit your congressman. Visit your state house. Start your own rally. Start your own organization. Start your own blog. Start your own Twitter. You can sign up with our Twitter at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Is that the correct address? Okay, I got it right. I'm learning how. Guys, there's so many of those, though. Can you, hundreds of comments coming in. Can you print me the specific questions for Deborah Medina and Kurt Haskell then? Okay, we're going to come back with this horrible organ situation. You just have to get down to how evil government is and the things they'll do, the types of horrible. I mean, the UN, everywhere they go, runs child kidnapping rings, organ harvesting, you name it. Our government does it. The hospitals do it. They're evil people everywhere.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through ReadyMade Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry! This 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at Ready Made Resources.
Okay, here is the Prime Minister of Haiti talking about organ theft going on in the country. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Let me talk about the children.
Yeah.
The children, tens of thousands of them, maybe hundreds of thousands, have been separated from their families, many of them. Families dead, families lost, families moved out. What is being done to corral these children, to register them, to make sure no further harm comes to them?
It's one of the biggest problems that we have, and this morning during the coordination meeting in the international community, addressed the question of the adoption, because I have a lot of petition for that. But they have to be very prudent, because there is a lot of cautious. Because there is a lot of traffic in that
illegal child trafficking.
Yeah, even if it's it seems to be legal, but a lot of organization, they come and say there were children on the street, we are going to bring them to the States, and we have already reports of a lot of trafficking, even of organ trafficking.
Of organ trafficking? Yeah. Now
already.
Of the victims of the earthquake.
Yeah. So,
do you know that for sure?
Yeah, I know that for sure, and it was discussed in Montreal during the conference.
And do you know for sure that children are being trafficked now?
There is children trafficking for children and adult person also, because they need all type of organs. So,
no, but I mean live children. Are they being trafficked now?
The report I received, yes.
Well, there you have it from the Prime Minister of Haiti. Now, here's the issue. What do you think the CPS does? They're above the law. They swear out fake reports. They do whatever they want. They've been caught 5 to 7 times more often in pedophilia, in abuse of children, than any other group. The most dangerous place for your child to be is in government custody, statistically. That's from the Justice Department themselves. And it's the same thing in Europe, same thing in Russia. Where do you think perverts go? Now, are there some good social workers? Absolutely. Are there some good truancy officers? Sure. But statistically, this is the group that has to be watched, just like government and aid groups in there shipping those kids out of the country. And I would imagine if she pressed, they're probably grabbing the kids and taking their organs. But she didn't elaborate on that, and CNN should continue to cover this. But in my experience, CNN doesn't report on Chinese organ harvesting. They don't report on the Israelis organ harvesting. They don't report on any of this illegal activity. And it's so macabre, it's hard for the average person to believe. But to psychopaths and to greedy people, human beings are like a clutch of apples or tomatoes or squash or bananas or a side of beef. The New World Order doesn't even think of us as human. The New World Order could care less about us, and we need to realize that the government is full of people at the top that are ruthless, power-grasping sociopaths and psychopaths. And under them, there's a bunch of well-meaning, we're the government, we're the boss, we know what's best on the right and the left. You had all those fake right-wingers call for banning free speech of the liberals under Bush. Now we see the Democrats and their supporters and people in the White House calling for restricting free speech. You see Obama continuing free speech zones, just like Bush did. The whole country's a free speech zone. The whole world's a free speech zone. This is what they're doing, and they're doing this by design in a premeditated fashion. But the establishment cannot defeat us if we just continue to resist them, continue to resist them, continue to resist them. Kurt Hassel coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Deborah Medina coming up in 30 minutes. Her campaign for governor being watched around the nation. Just as Massachusetts was watched with Mr. Brown unseating that, what they thought was invincible Kennedy seat. She's coming up in 30 minutes. But for the next 20 minutes, then that short segment in between, I'm going to cover news. We have Kurt Hassel, attorney at law with his wife. They're flying back from Amsterdam Christmas Day. They see a sharp-dressed man bring the underwear bomber through security, doesn't have a passport. He gets him on board the plane. Other witnesses say someone's videotaping him from seats behind the whole time, trained on him. Then during the bombing, FBI says that tape doesn't exist. Sharp-dressed man doesn't exist. And they said that Kurt Hassel didn't see another man where the drug dog, the bomb dog, once they got to Detroit, the bomb dog runs over. They've got him in the customs, runs over to this guy's bag. They bring him over, bring him behind closed doors. The FBI says, obviously, for your safety, everybody get out of here. They get him out, and the FBI comes to Hassel's office. You didn't see that. That didn't happen. No, that's not going on. We're not going to talk about it. They told the media it wasn't going on. They changed their story 5, 6, 7 times. I lost track after 6. Kurt's been following it closely. He survived all this. And then all these witnesses came out on TV and said, no, Kurt Hassel's right. We saw that happen. He's not lying. He's not lying about any of it. Well, now Sunday it came out, 5 days ago, authorities were watching different Nigerian on Christmas Day flights, CNN. But what a way to take a huge issue and just kind of put it out there like it's milk toast. Okay, there was somebody else. Yeah, they did arrest him, but we're not going to talk about it. Kurt, there's a definite cover-up, and you've been vindicated in triplicate.
Thanks, Alex, and thanks for having me back.
You bet, brother.
Not only that, but I don't know if you caught the ABC News article that came out over the weekend. There were a couple sentences knock in the bottom of this article about female suicide bombers. I don't know if you caught this.
No, tell us.
I'll read it to you word for word. Federal agents also tell ABC News they're attempting to identify a man who passengers said helped Abdul Muttalab change planes for Detroit when he landed in Amsterdam from Lagos, Nigeria. Authorities had initially discounted the passenger accounts, but the agents say there is a growing belief the man may have played a role to make sure Abdul Muttalab did not get cold feet.
Oh, my God, you've been vindicated by them on that. But obviously they think the trail's cold now. They have all the surveillance footage. They knew you were telling the truth. They were involved in a cover-up. Kurt, this is huge.
Well, that was my take on it, but unfortunately for ABC News, they buried it in the bottom of a seemingly unrelated article about female suicide bombers heading here from Yemen. To me,
what's the headline? What's the headline on that? What's the headline?
The headline is alert, : female suicide bombers may be heading here from Yemen. It's from Saturday, ABCnews.com.
I've got it. Here it is.
Article.
Excuse me. I've got it. Unbelievable, Kurt.
Yeah. That was my thought, too. My thought was, okay, why is this not front page news everywhere, number one? Number two, why are you burying at the bottom of this article? Number three, why did you initially discount my story to begin with? It's not like I'm not credible here.
And, of course, they had COINTELPRO posing as the Patriot Movement attacking you. All the usual suspects. I mean, it never ends, Kurt. And when you add the fact that there was coordinated lies and stories being told about you, despite all the other witnesses, and you add how they were already getting in Yemen, that's now confirmed, Washington Post, they were planning to already launch a bigger attack, 2,000 troops there, relaunching the naked body scanners. Everything comes together, stage. But I know, well, we'll get your take on that and recap the bombshells you just dropped. I mean, I literally was coughing in amazement because I knew this confirmed everything you were saying. And then even more is confirmed about this guy helping him get on the plane in Amsterdam. They clearly knew that. And the biggest issue when I come back, the key straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Driscoll is our guest, and I wanted to get him on all week because CNN reported, okay, there was a second person we pulled off, we arrested. You know, the bomb dog did go over. Other witnesses confirmed that when the government denied it. Now I have the ABC News article that just at the bottom says, oh, yeah. In fact, we'll read the quotes again. Just says, oh, yeah, we are looking at somebody that helped him get on a plane. Now, here is the key issue that no one is pointing out except Kurt and myself and a few others, but no mainstream media. Who is a person without a passport who gets people through security and on planes? Who can do that? Amsterdam had naked body scanners before this happened. I mean, they have some of the highest security in Europe. How on earth was this able to take place? This should be headlines everywhere. How did this person, this supposed terrorist, is able to get through security? I mean, somebody who's shepherding terrorists on the planes. I mean, this should be a three-alarm emergency with them questioning everyone at that airport day one. But for over a month, Kurt, they've been saying that you were wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, they've had the surveillance video all along, and they knew I was right all along. That's the big question. Why, you know, why haven't they admitted I was right and come out and shown the video of this man and asked us to identify him? By the way, notice what they're still not admitting to, the part of my story that says someone helped him on the plane, posing him as being from Sudan and getting him on without a passport. They're still not admitting that part of my story. Why not?
Well, the fact that government would cover this up from day one is more evidence they're behind it. The fact that they were already in Yemen getting ready to launch public attacks on Yemen. The fact that they were getting ready to promote the naked body scanners going in worldwide, including courthouses. Within minutes of the attack, they were saying, don't worry, the scanners are coming. We just got them because of this. Turns out they ordered them a year before. I mean, you can see this is an entirely concerted effort. And you told me privately off air, well, I don't know if you want to talk about that, that what you thought the FBI was doing in your office and the way they behaved.
No, I don't really want to talk into anything we talked about off the air.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, I don't really know who's behind it or why it's being covered up. I mean, people can make their own judgment calls on that. All I know is that, you know, the official story has been not truthful since the start, and now it's coming out bit by bit, vindicating myself and showing that, in fact, I have been telling the truth all along.
Well, you were on an airplane and almost got killed with your wife. You're just telling the truth, and much of your story has been confirmed by the other passengers.
Right. You know, and, you know, don't lose track of the point, too, that we're victims here from not only Abdul Muttalib, but now from our own government. I mean, we're both attorneys. We have our own business. Our livelihood depends on our reputation in the community. And here we have our own federal government basically coming out and calling us liars all over the press. We're not too happy about it.
Well, you're a lawyer. I don't know if this is your specialty, but, I mean, isn't this defamation? Don't you have a suit?
It's not my area of specialty. It's something I'm going to look into, whether I have a case or not. I don't know. I have retained an attorney to handle a civil suit, not a defamation suit, but I'm letting him handle that, and I don't really want to get into any more details.
Oh, so that's breaking.
The case hasn't been filed yet.
Is this breaking news right now?
I've told a couple other reporters that I've hired an attorney, and the case will be filed shortly. But that's really the extent of the details I can give at this time because I'm letting my attorney handle the cause of action when it will be filed. So,
and you can't tell us, I mean, is it against the Aviation Administration, FBI?
I'm letting him decide who he wants to take action against. I'm leaving everything up to him because I'm not a civil attorney. I'm a divorce attorney and a bankruptcy attorney. But those are his areas of specialty and not mine.
I understand the law is so complex. Specializing is the only way to go. Recapping this, Kurt, I mean, this is blowing me away that we're talking. This came out January 22nd in both CNN and ABC, two separate bombshells. I only knew about the CNN because it's buried in here, and the ABC, it's buried in the article. And that's pretty big news that somebody can get past security and that supposed terrorists run the airport now.
I don't know that I would say that, but it's certainly suspicious why they're covering it up. And you know, one other thing, Alex, I read another article, and I can't remember where this was, but it was in the past few days, saying when Mutsalab was still in first class being arrested by the police, he kept telling them that there was another bomb on board. Again, this backs up my story that another man was arrested after we landed with a bomb in his carry-on bag. That doesn't appear in the news anywhere that I know of, up until I read the story a couple days ago.
And Mutsalab is pleading not guilty.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know how he could be found not guilty.
You saw that headline that he pled not guilty, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's the typical stance you take when you want to make a plea deal, so I'm really not surprised at that.
Well, my whole issue is studying black ops. This is classic. In case after case, even one day in September about the Munich bombing and the Olympics, at the end, they have the former head of German intelligence just go, oh, by the way, to free the Palestinian terrorist, we staged a hijacking of our own aircraft to exchange. I mean, they just admit false flag terror at the end of the film narrated by Michael Douglas. I mean, it won an Academy Award. They just put it out there at the end like it's no big deal. I've seen this so many times, it makes my head spin. The guy probably, he acted like a mental deficient. Everybody said that. His dad's saying, you know, he's going to attack. He's at these training bases. Stop him. He doesn't get on the terror list. There's other people on board videotaping. He says there's another guy with a bomb. They cover up all these different facets and angles. Somebody gets him through security. I believe from past operations, the only thing that fits as a Sherlock Holmes here is he was told he was taking part in a drill, and that's why we're videotaping it. It's okay, young man. And whatever they put in his pants, he didn't know what it was going to do. We know when 7-7 they'd hired some of the guys to be part of drills. There was a drill of the exact same location, exact same time, exact same place being attacked. That's 20-something tetragillion. We had an actuary done on it. One out of 20-something tetragillion. I forget the exact numbers. I think one out of 23 tetragillion. That's trillions of times all the grains of sand in all the world. And it's nearing infinity. But I know, Kurt, you like to stick to the facts, being vindicated, 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 vindicated. But this is stinking to high heaven.
Well, you're right. I can't draw any conclusions from it, but you're right, it does stink. Wouldn't it make more sense for the FBI to have come out and said, look, we're investigating Mr. Haskell's claims, we'll let you know after we've taken a look at them? That's not what they did. They came out and said, basically, I'm a liar, refused to show me the video. To me, they should have showed me the video from the start so I could identify this man and taken the investigation from there. They didn't do that either. Why not? And you know, there was another article, Alex, I think it was from January 18th in the New York Times, where it's indicated that government officials had wiretaps in Yemen, and they found out that someone named Umar Farouk would be attacking the U.S., and I believe it even named the day on Christmas Day this year. Now, why isn't that coming out more in the public? And if you had this information, why wasn't he stopped? Well, how did he get on our flight? I don't know. Something doesn't make sense here.
Well, Kurt, take care of yourself and your wife. Be safe. Incredible bombshells. We'll get reports up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's so many government hoaxes and cover-ups. I'm like somebody in a batting cage with 15 batting machines shooting balls at me, and I don't even know where to swing now. My head is spinning. But we appreciate your courage and your observance of what was happening, the fact that you were so observant. In the last 3 minutes we've got left, anything else you think you should add?
Just one other thing that happened since I was on your show last time. I got an email from a Dutch woman confirming my account of the sharp-dressed man. Now, she couldn't identify him, but she did indicate Abdul Mutsalab was in the area that I stated and was escorted to the desk with, by another person, but she couldn't identify him. But she is the only other person to come out and verify my claim of what happened before we got on the plane. And to me, that made me feel vindicated even more that someone else saw what I did, because I didn't think anyone else did to to that point. But she's afraid to come out in the public because of the, you know, the backlash that has happened to me. So I did get an email from her, and I called her back and discussed it with her personally, and she does seem very credible to me.
Well, they stage these backlashes against anybody who is taking action and telling the truth. And you've been vindicated just over and over and over again. But we will get some reports up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with all these huge new developments that you just dropped on us, because it's always worse than I even know. Amazing. Give us your blog.
Yeah, my blog is my last name, Haskell, H-A-S-K-E-L-L, and then family, all one word, HaskellFamily.blogspot.com. And it's really my wife's blog, but I post on there too, and we're always putting updates on the stories.
Great.
Continually.
Great. We'll grab some of the info off that and post it in an article we're writing. Have you posted this information there yet?
I believe we have. We're continually putting updates on the page. So I think everything I said in the show today, you can go back on the blog and read.
Kurt Haskell, great job, my friend. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. There goes Kurt Haskell. We'll be right back with a brief news blitz, and then Deborah Medina, scheduled to be live on air with us one day ahead of the historic gubernatorial debate.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did a 4-minute interview on Dallas Radio. This is starting to be an everyday occurrence where I'm like, during the breaks on radio shows, I did Russia Today last night on the Davos Bilderberg group situation going on. You know, they say no rest for the wicked, but I don't feel very wicked. I feel like a pretty good guy. And I'm like, there's no rest because I morally have to take almost every opportunity I've got to expose these people. On the news front, we do have Deborah Medina coming up, and I know she's very busy, so let's try to call her about 28 after. I want to try to get on her on as early as possible when we come back, because I want to talk to her during the break so I can find out exactly what she thinks is most important for me to bring up. And I do have with our new Twitter account, now we have the InfoWars news feed Twitter, InfoWars Stories. We have the Prison Planet. That's the name of the Twitter, you know, Twitter, www.twitter.com/InfoWarsStories/Prison Planet. We've got those two. Now we have the Twitter slash Real Alex Jones that, 500 people have signed up in 45 minutes? That's pretty neat. But we are making an attempt to actually use this, and for me to use it at night, and for me to, you know, really, really get involved with it, and really, because I'm beginning to realize the power of it. That's why the CIA, the evidence shows, and the State Department admits they fund it and they give Twitter special treatment, because the government wants to use this like in Iran, because they can coordinate and get flash mobs going and do what they want. But so we need to invade Twitter, which we've already done, obviously, with all the other fan accounts, but we need to invade Twitter. Because if we really use it for what it's meant to do, but back against the New World Order, I mean, I can be, when we have 50,000, 100,000 members in a few months, I could be at a protest or at a news story, or I could be somewhere doing an interview, and if we get in trouble or something's happening, I could fire a Twitter out, and we've got so many listeners that there'll be people down the block that can respond with video cameras. And also, I'm going to have my staff, which they're doing now, looking at the Twitter, giving us stories, giving us ideas, giving us information. So the Real Alex Jones. So again, ladies and absolutely. Well, come in here and give them the full address, okay? It's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And I'll have that committed to memory very, very soon. You were going to say something else, Matt Ryan?
Yes, just mentioning basically during the break, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. I'll give you kind of a behind the scenes look at what goes into the show. I know a lot of stuff goes on during the commercials. A lot of people don't get to see. So this Twitter is a way you can kind of find out what's going on during this crazy show sometimes. But it's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Also, if you wanted to keep up with the stories, also going out on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, it's twitter.com/InfoWarsStories for InfoWars. And for Prison Planet, it's twitter.com/PrisonPlanet.
Okay, thank you so much. I just plug it on Dallas radio, too. So, oh boy. I tell you, I wanted to point something out. Ford isn't a perfect corporation, to say the least. But they're the only company that didn't take banker bailout money. The only big one. And they're the only one still actually building plants that, on a routine basis here in the U.S. Remember, billions and billions of the over $50 billion total paid out to several big automakers, billions of that went to move whole plants to Brazil, Eastern Europe, Russia, and China. That's the New World Order. Just like Pucciari, the head of the IPCC, a multi-$100 million deal that he profited from, he owns it, part of it, to move steel mills from England to India. The same system. See, that's what globalism is. It's not just taxing you. It's that they get to decide who gets to operate, who gets to have a business, who gets to survive. And these are multinational globalist corporations. But I tell you, Ford earns $2.7 billion in 2009. They ended up making money without being part of the scam. So if there's any U.S. automaker left, if there's any automaker that's got any patriotism, it's Ford. And I don't drive or own a Ford. I've got a Chrysler. But good news there. We'll be right back with Deborah Medina.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other
other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapon safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Interview. She's going to join us Sunday at 5:30 on the Sunday edition to give us, in hindsight, what happened at the debate coming up tomorrow night. Deborah Medina, running for the Republican primary that's coming up very, very soon. We put pressure on them, our great listeners, other people across the state. She's an in the fetter, and she's running against Kay Bailey Hutchinson and, of course, good old Rick Perry. We need her. She's surging in the polls. Deborah, give us a report from inside the campaign. What's happening?
Well, we are doing debate prep today. I got into Dallas this morning, and the team is here. We're working to make sure our numbers and our data are good. I think that was one of the things that I've heard since the debate is, boy, you would answer a question. I'm able to answer those questions because I made the commitment to Texans that I was preparing to be our governor beginning in February when I started this race over a year ago. I'm continuing that work today. We've got lots of opportunity in Texas, lots of places where the bar has been really placed pretty low for excellence in government service. We're looking at raising that bar, making sure we're using the tax dollars that we're taking from moms and dads and business people across the state of Texas. We're using them frugally. We're using them wisely. We're going to use them transparently, and we're going to demand excellence in government service. I am looking forward to an opportunity to share that vision, talk with Texans tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Well, I told the story of my grandmother. My mom was driving her to physical therapy last week, and she said, "Who are you going to vote for?" And she said, "Medina, because I like her straight talk and the fact that you are calling for getting rid of the property tax. You are calling for true freedom in this state." But I got a Twitter message from a listener. It's Oprah's Heart is the Twitter question. To the Real Alex Jones Twitter account, it says, "Can Deborah Medina address the EO forming a Council of Governors and its implication to subverting posse comitatus? Obama signed that executive order. He says he's going to let 10 governors speak for the states." What are you going to do against the federal takeover of the states?
Well, we're going to stand real hard using nullification and interposition. The governor has unilateral authority on interposition. I hope to be able to create a good working relationship with this legislature to get them to nullify where they need to. But I believe that when we have a champion of the people in the governor's office, we will also see an attorney general who is more active in going to federal court and fighting against the overreach of the federal government. You'll see a governor who's instructing state agencies that they are only going to enforce state law. They are not going to be the puppet on the end of the strings of Washington, D.C., dancing whatever tune Washington decides to whistle today. We are going to make sure that Texas is regulating Texas and not Washington, D.C. Those two things happen through the executive branch of the government, and then if we work closely with the legislature, we should see them not just passing sovereignty resolutions that have the equivalent of saying, you know, dirt's wet and the sky's blue, but passing law that has teeth in it to stop this overreach, this illegal federal action. These things are not federal laws. They're unconstitutional. They do not rise to the level of law. They are illegal federal action. They need to be stopped by state legislatures. Texas ought to be leading on that front.
What would your position be? There's open calls from Congress for Geithner to resign for criminal indictments. The Federal Reserve does come into Texas. What they do does affect Texas. We could have a state investigation. Ron Paul has said that that could be one of the places against the banks and others would be grand juries. As governor, would you call for investigations of the private banking cartel?
Absolutely.
Now, shifting gears in the time we have with you, obviously you've seen the media make the point, the parallel, that just like Brown took that Democratic seat in Massachusetts, the people of Texas are sick of big government fake Republicans like Hutchinson and, of course, Perry, and that you surging in the polls, even if you don't win, you have a good chance of people get behind you right now and spread the word, that this is a message to other libertarians, constitutionalists, in the fetters, true, you know, true constitutionalists, that this race has national import, just like the situation in Massachusetts.
It absolutely has national import. Alex, we've got a lot of work to do. This is about more than just, you know, showing up somewhere at a rally. You've got to go vote. And so many people say, oh, yeah, I'm voting, or, oh, yeah, I voted, when, in fact, they did not vote. Please, please make a list of people that you know that are supporting this campaign, and then go to your courthouse during the early voting period and look to see if those people have voted or not. And if they haven't voted, call them. Make sure they get to the poll. We have got to vote. When we vote, we're going to win this race. We're not going to cause a runoff. We are going to win this race.
Well, Perry won the primary before with 500,000 votes. I mean, we've got a couple million Ron Paul supporters and true patriots in Texas.
But they've got to vote. And so many people say, yes, I will, and then it gets right down to the wire, and they do not vote. We've got to vote. We've got to hold one another accountable.
Tell folks election day, Deborah. Tell folks election day.
Early voting starts February 16th. It runs for 12 straight days, Monday through the following Friday, 2 weeks after, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the next Monday through Friday. Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, early voting is over. Election day is March 2nd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please do not wait until March 2nd. Go vote during that early voting period. You can vote at any polling location in your county. Go vote. Make sure your family votes. Make sure your neighbors vote. We'll win this race in Texas.
All right, moving quickly, because we've only got about 6-7 minutes left with you, Deborah Medina, and again, we'll have you back Sunday at 5:30 Central for the aftermath of the debate. But obviously, I'm sure you've heard about the old Austin Gun Show got shut down with no law, and the police just went on the news and said, hey, you can't have private sales, and basically intimidated HEB to shut it down. They've gotten a new center, the Target Center. Perry said that if the feds try to shut that down, it will be harassment. What about the harassment, the racketeering that just happened, the violation of the 10th Amendment? As governor, what would you do when the city of Austin and the BATFE, the ATF, try to shut down legal, lawful gun shows?
I think when you have a governor who sets the tone and reminds us that this is a republic, we follow law and hold our elected officials and our agencies accountable to following that law, you wouldn't have that kind of thing happening in the first place. This is not a democracy. We don't operate under popular public opinion. We follow the law, and when the law is not followed in Texas, it doesn't matter whether it's the first time. I mean, we shouldn't have to wait for it to be the 500th time that the law was broken, and that's essentially what the governor said. Oh, we'll let them get away with it this time. If they do it again, we'll get after them then. We're going to follow the law, or we're not going to follow the law. Set laws that are just and proper, and then follow those laws. I have, as you know, advocated less restriction on the sale of guns, not more. It's a shame that the governor, who professes to be a Second Amendment guy, doesn't stand up for gun sales in Texas.
Deborah Medina running for governor in the Republican primary. Get out there and vote for her. She's coming up in just a few weeks in early voting. I have another Twitter question here that came into the Real Alex Jones Twitter account. Tommy Daniels Jr. asked a question for Deborah Medina. What is your position on the campaign for open carry of firearms in Texas?
I think that it's another diversion for us. We should not have to have law. What do we not understand about shall not be infringed? Let's remove the restrictions to gun ownership and gun possession. Make sure that people are able to keep, buy a gun, learn to use it, and keep it with them without regulation by the state, without regulation by the Fed. If someone uses that gun in a way that causes harm to people or property, we have laws on the books to address that, and we should use those laws. But we ought not be infringing on people's right. We cannot take away the God-given, inalienable right to protect my own life. People need to buy guns, learn to use them, keep them with them, shouldn't have to be jumping through hoops, shouldn't have to have special legislation to open carry, shouldn't have to take a CHL class, ought to be able to buy that gun and keep
it. We already have open carry. The police will just arrest you without a law. Just like you can't put a rifle in your gun rack, they'll arrest you. There's no law. They're lawless. One last Twitter question from Jay Long. He asked, would you please ask Deborah what she's doing, going to do about the superhighway plans in Texas if elected?
There won't be the superhighway, certainly, in the way that it's been proposed, either as the Trans-Texas Corridor, the Port to Plains Highway, the North American Super Corridor, by any other name. It is an abuse of private property in Texas. It is a dismantling of our sovereignty as a nation and as a state. It is an allegiance and an alliance with the North American Union and other One World Order agendas. It is bad for Texas. We have got to have an audit of TxDOT. We've got to have studies of transportation from independent people, not people aligned with this big transportation machine. We've got to have transparency with the use of tax dollars.
Man,
in Texas.
We're almost out of time. We've only got 2 minutes, Deborah, because you've got to go. But and I'd just love for you to be our governor. You are so good. You are so right. I mean, it reminds me that TxDOT told the legislature, you can't audit us and see our books with foreign companies in Spain like Centra and Zachary of Australia. But in closing, in the 2 minutes we've got left with you, I've got two questions for you. One statement. I think you should go on the attack, as you did, but really forcefully, and say Texas has a choice. If you want more of the same or true freedom, go with Deborah Medina. Please be even more aggressive. People are ready for you to do it. That's my advice. We need a big bomb politically to go off in their face in the info war. How are you going after Perry and K-Baby? And then secondarily, how do we support you going in to next month with the early voting and then into the election at the end of the month?
Well, I'm going to go after both of them on their record and on their failure to articulate a plan to restore freedom and prosperity for Texas. And you're absolutely right. I'm hitting both hard. We're drawing votes from both camps. We're drawing votes from all over Texas. We're going to continue to do that. We need elbow grease, shoe leather, and dollars. If you can help us with any of those things, prayer cover is great. Any of the four and all that you can apply to this campaign, we have a real opportunity here in Texas. We can win this race, win it fair and square, win it clean away, just like we won the last debate. We won that debate hands down. Hands down, every poll said Medina won that debate. That's we Texans advocating the message of freedom that our founders staked their life, their liberty, and their sacred honor for. The freedom that those kids in Tiananmen Square died for, we can win in Texas. Elbow grease, shoe leather, dollars, prayer cover. Let's get it done.
And regardless, resistance is victory. You're out there injecting real issues into the debate at the state level like Ron Paul did nationally and internationally. Standing up, we win. Now look at the banks about to get audited. Look at the private Federal Reserve on the run. Look at the flu hoax exposed. Look at the carbon tax in Copenhagen falling apart. The whole New World Order is out in the open now, and the peasants are getting their pitchforks, Deborah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we'll talk to you. I'm gonna hand you over to my producer right before you go. Deborah, we'll talk to you Sunday during the 4 to 6 p.m. program. Thank you for joining us on Sunday.
Perfect. Thank you.
And good luck tomorrow night. Everybody pray for her. Very, very exciting that that is going on and happening. And look, I got your Twitter questions in. And starting tomorrow, I kind of forgot about it for a few weeks. We're calling. The problem is we forgot for a few weeks, and then there's over 1,000 phone calls in the comment line, but we're going to continue to play some of those on the show. So definitely look forward to that. Also, but again, 1 minute comment line where you can go in and make your quick comment Problem is we have to wade through people that go in there and make like 30, 40, 50 a day, and that's most of the... There's probably 300 people that called, but 20 or 30 of them left like 100 messages, so it's crazy. Oh, man. I mean, having this much grassroots support, having these many tens of millions of listeners in the aggregate, millions that tune in every week, we look at the numbers for PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. There were over 5 million different IP addresses that came into Infowars.com the last month. 5 million. Just over 4 million for Prison Planet. That's 5 million different people. At one, 4 million on the other. InfoWars had over 50 million page views. That's not hits, folks. A hit, they trick you with that number. That's every graphic or whatever on the page. You know, 5 people visit your site, you get 100 hits. No, no, we're talking about devastating amounts of traffic against the New World Order. I mean, everything we write, everything we post, everything we do just has huge effect. And believe me, I know the responsibility of that. And I'm not perfect, and I'm trying to step up to the plate in this position we're in. Just remember, though, there's a lot of dirty tricks, a lot of dirty tricks getting run against myself, Devin Medina, Ron Paul, everybody else, because we're on the right side of history, because we're telling the truth, because we're getting involved. I want to come back with a really serious news blitz at the very end of the show. Very, very serious news blitz. But before I do that, I also want to encourage everybody to support us. We have Shadow Government that is really a hot video. I saw it. We only carry what I think is the best. It's got Daniel Estulin. It's got so many other G. Edward Griffin's in it. It's got Catherine Albrecht and so many others, and it really exposes the New World Order, the Cashless Society Tracking Grid, the RFID, obviously Fall of the Republic. This is the film to shatter the left-right paradigm, to wake up fake right-wingers, left-wingers, to really know who the enemy is, the big offshore banks, the carbon tax fraud. It's all in here. Obviously, the Obama deception, and there's a new video I consulted on that exposes the drug war, the government drug dealing. It's a lot more hardcore than American drug war. That just exposes how immoral it is and how it puts money into the drugs by making them illegal and makes more people use them. This is a hardcore film that Kevin Booth has made, and it ships the 15th of next month. In 17 days, it's being mass manufactured right now. I'm paying for it to be manufactured. I'm actually the one manufacturing it. So how Weed won the West. And it explains how it's a states' rights issue, how the government's caught dealing the drugs, how they don't want people to have medical access to it, but how this is really setting the precedent for states' rights. Because if the states can decide their own marijuana laws, you want to ban it, want to legalize it, want to decriminalize it, that's the people of the state. They elect the legislature. It's the law. But now other states are saying, well, we'll have our own manufacturing of guns, Montana and now others. Or... you know, we'll have our own gun laws. Some states are saying we're just going to ignore your federal gun laws because that's what the Constitution says. This is the rebellion at the state level. Pre-order How Weed Won the West. Absolutely amazing documentary available at Infowars.com right now. And the trailer's up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. Or just Google How Weed Won the West trailer, Alex Jones. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break with a key news blitz. Stay with us.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good. I got an idea.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment, News Blitz. Gag order on David Kelly Records could be lifted. London Guardian. Remember, they suicided him. The police walked up. Five men in black uniforms ran away. There was no blood from his slit wrist, no dissolved pills. They killed him. And then after that happened, they covered it up and put a 70-year gag order. But all these doctors and lawyers are suing and demanding it be opened, and they're saying, okay, we may do that. Obama likely to rebrand climate bill. Just like they've got a new banker looting robbery bill, they falsely branded it as a bailout. They weren't in trouble. It was just more thieving. Now they're going to call it a jobs bill, despite the obituaries being written for Senate passage of the cap-and-trade bill this year. President Obama is expected to reiterate his call for comprehensive clean energy, but it's not clean energy, it's a tax, and climate change legislation, and to rebrand it as part of his job creation agenda. So that's going on. Continuing here, mad scientists want to stimulate volcanoes to block sun because the Earth is too hot when the Earth has been getting colder for at least a decade, and that's a normal cycle. Paul Joseph Watson, key article there. Continuing, the Mail newspaper, ClimateGate scandal, scientists broke the law by hiding data from government skeptics. Researchers at the University of East Anglia breached the Freedom of Information Act by refusing to comply with requests for the data, and the emails show they colluded. That's the big crime I told you a couple months ago, and now it's coming out. It's obvious what crimes are. How they bragged, we've talked to the government, we're going to suppress it illegally. So that is continuing. Compulsory PERV scanners upset everyone. The Register, the European Union Court of Human Rights, is going to love this. The debate over the use of scanners in the UK airports is rapidly turning into a knockabout farce as the Equity and Human Rights Commission takes a firm stand on some people's right to privacy, while government disrespects everyone's right and prepares to hand over loads more when it doesn't essentially lose the argument at the European court. And they're saying you will not be allowed to refuse the naked body scanner if you fly in or out of England. So that'll be a big boycott of that country going on that front. Ron Paul tells Neil Cavuto the government wants inflation devaluation of the dollar. And he talks about why they want to do that. We have that video up at a key article at InfoWars.net by Steve Watson. This is a very important article. Ron Paul agrees they're doing this by design. Well, of course they are. Pentagon calls for Office of Strategic Deception from Raw Story, and then it gets into how they admit how they're specifically lying internationally and domestically through the media and blogs and putting out disinformation. Wired Magazine is also reporting on that. In the first hour, I covered little Timmy Geithner and how much trouble he's in, open talk of criminal indictments and demands on the dais that he resign. So, again, more good news there. But, again, the New World Order's here. They're oppressing us, but people are waking up and getting angry at all their criminal activity. It's our job to just say, no, I'm not going along with your criminal activity. So that is just some of what we covered. I'll play more of his State of the Union tomorrow and more of the grilling of Paulson. We didn't even get to that and what that swindler did. Call them out for what they are. Crooks, like I do in Fall of the Republican Obama Deception. Now mainstream accepted because the facts are the facts. Well, that was an incredible show today. Let me tell you what's coming up in the rebroadcast and at the free podcast you can subscribe to in the listen page of Infowars.com. Mark Dice, Darwin Bedeker, Kurt Haskell, Deborah Medina. All coming up in the retransmission. We'll see you back here live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.